The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Union High School football. All season long, catch every game, home and away, as the Tigers defend their state championship. Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
Napa Auto Parts, the A. Johnson Lumber Company, Monument Farms, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, Lathrop Forest Products, One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Woodware, Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, Mike's Auto and Towing, Vermont Field Sports, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, Community College of Vermont, Countryside Carpet and Paint, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, and Shear Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. And now, with the call of the game, here's Bjarke Sears and Bruce Eamon.
As you go through a football season, any football season, following any team, each week, each game has its own story, and it's each own things that you are looking at. Now, generally, it's the first week of a season that has the most mystery. But this week, week two, the Middlebury Tigers at home taking on the Hartford Hurricanes perhaps has just as much mystery as last week's game did. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to week two of the high school football season here at 92.1 WVTK. I'm Bjarke Sears, joined by my radio partner, Bruce Eamon. And Bruce, we have some questions still that we're wondering about following last week's game about the Middlebury Tigers.
Yeah, we certainly do, Bjarke. And again, last week the Tigers dropping a 34-28 decision to the Colchester Lakers on the road in the season opener. In a game where, listen, they scored a lot of points, but they also gave up a lot of points. And so, as you mentioned, for this game, we're going to see what adjustments were made during the week, and we'll see if the Panthers were able to improve in that area. Because, again, if you like offense, we certainly had a ton of offense last week, but we got to stop people on the other side of the ball, so we'll see what happens.
And so, well, Middlebury was coming up a little bit short last week. It was Hartford starting their season in an exciting fashion, traveling up I-91, going up to St. Johnsbury, and winning a game 35-33 over the St. Johnsbury Hilltoppers, a game that was a reprise of the championship game last year, which St. Johnsbury won. It was an exciting game, but this last week it was Hartford that came out on top. And an exciting game from Hartford's standpoint. They had over 500 yards of rushing offense, over 200 yards by Nick Porter alone. Sophomore quarterback Cole Jasmine had two touchdowns in that game, and they were running. St. Johnsbury threw it all over him. It'll be interesting to see tonight whether the Tigers decide to air it out a little bit more, considering the success St. Johnsbury had last week in the air.
Yeah, it's interesting too, Bjarke, because next week the Tigers have St. Johnsbury on the road. So it'll be interesting to see what adjustments made the Tigers from last week until this week. Because, again, they scored a lot of points last week, but they've got to stop the other team when they're on defense. And I'm sure Coach Dennis Smith made some adjustments in practice this week. We'll see how that shakes out.
We certainly will. A lot of questions and a lot of fun here. It's Friday Night Football on 92.1 WVTK.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two for one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Hey, Shane, I think we should have been electricians.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because we sure fix a lot of lights.
Yeah, like your check engine light, airbag, ABS, TPMS, and maintenance lights.
Yeah, and don't forget headlights, brake lights, taillights, dome lights, and dash lights.
Oh, and that's not all. We can pretty much fix anything that's screwed or glued to your car.
So if your car shakes, rattles, bucks, spits, or just plain has a hissy fit, bring it on in.
Oh, and don't forget about your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Mike's Auto, Elm Street, Middlebury.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And as we tick down towards game time here in Middlebury, it's going to be a beautiful night for football, Bruce. Sun's starting to go down. It's a little warm, but it'll cool off as time goes along. Field looks pretty good. A little hard to see the paint, but hopefully we'll do our best to bring all the action to everyone at home today. So week two of the season, Bruce, obviously an exciting game last weekend, but a bit of a heartbreaker. It's kind of a confusing game from half to half, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, there were so many points. There were 48 points scored in the first half and then 14 points in the second half. Unfortunately for the Tigers, all scored by Colchester. But a pretty good game by the Middlebury offense. And again, at the end of the game, just two really good plays by one of the Laker players. Really the difference maker in the game.
Yeah, it really was. And the ability of Bailey Olson, who had played quarterback at one point and actually threw a touchdown early in the game and then had two receiving touchdowns in the second half, as you say. He was simply bigger and a little stronger than the people around him. I mean, there were one of the touchdown plays. You know, Tim Gettleman did a nice job really being in position. Was right kind of in his pocket, under his shoulder, almost could have knocked it away. Olsen was so big, so strong, able to bring it in, able to turn, able to run downfield. Physical players like that, those are people Tigers are going to have to take care of here in the next couple weeks playing against Hartford, the runners-up from last year who just beat the state champs, and then next weekend, St. Johnsbury, who are the reigning state champs. Tigers are going to have to deal with that physicality.
Well, you know, one of the things that we talked about last week in the pregame show was the fact that this is a younger team and there's going to be some teaching moments. They're student-athletes.
Sure.
It's a new season. There are some question marks and what do they have to work on? But again, one of the things that, you know, as a use regardless of the sport, you know, hockey, football, whatever, there are sometimes you just have to tip your cap to the player and say, you know what, that player just made a fantastic play.
Absolutely.
And that is exactly what happened. As you mentioned, it wasn't that Tim Gettleman wasn't in the right place. The other player just made a tremendous play. And those are teaching moments. The Tigers are going to have moments like that this season as well. And so how do they rebound from that? What does the coaching staff say to the players, you know, on the ride home? It must have been an interesting ride home because you know that the players were upset. We saw that. But again, what is the? What are some of the players that we talked about last week, the senior players on the team, what are they going to do to show the younger players how you rebound from that?
Right. Well, I think one of the issues is in terms of that growing process, when you're only returning 10 players as they are from the previous season, when your leaders are many of them not seniors, I mean, in the sense of Tim Gettleman's a junior, some of their important players, Tyler Buxton is an experienced junior, but a junior, you know, they kind of have to grow into that role. And as you said, they were very upset last week, which I understand on a really human level. It makes sense to be upset. At the same time, it's an eight-week season. And you can't, on one hand, you could say, boy, that's not many games. On the other, you got to pick yourself up and you have to go. And I think tonight, I know Coach Smith and Coach Neuseeder and Coach Malcolm will be focusing on that. Hey, don't worry about last week. Let's go out tonight. Let's do what we do. Let's try to do it well, and let's try to move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we'll see what adjustments they made from last week because they put up a ton of points in the first half, 28 points. Neither team really stopped anybody in the first half this week, so it'll be interesting to see what adjustments the Tigers will make because the Tigers have got some very fast players. We saw that last week. Just as the Lakers were running to the right side early in the game, the Tigers had a number of plays in that game where they were just running the ball and Colchester couldn't stop them.
Yeah, absolutely. Fullback C.J. Bryan, who we talked about before the game, he's a sophomore. He's not big for a fullback at all, listed at 160 pounds. How was he going to play? He answered that question very quickly early on in the first half with a really remarkable 69-yard run where he not only showed speed and elusiveness, but he showed power, powering through arm tackles, things like that. That was a you know, real wake-up call. And then we had Ian Plouffe did an excellent job on a long kick return of 88 yards. Tim Gettleman showed he had speed. There was some big play potential. In that second half, though, Colchester really throttled the Tiger offense. They held the Tigers to 33 yards in the second half. And so that's a question, I think, tonight when we talked about questions for the Tigers. Which team are they, and what team are they going to be? I think one of the tough things is, right this tonight, they can't really adjust what they do for Hartford. They probably, you think, have to come out and just play their game and try to get it right.
Well, one of the things that we talked about last week, too, in the pregame show, and this is something that goes on every game, you want to get your players into a rhythm.
Sure.
Again, play your system, do what works for you, and make the, you know, the other team adjust. You know, just like the Tigers will adjust to some other teams, the Tigers did some things very well last week, and the other teams are going to adjust to that, too. So there's going to be some adversity. There's going to be more teaching moments. But I think that the Tigers are going to come out tonight and play a good game.
I think they are. And I think one of the keys to the game, if you're at home and you're kind of thinking, okay, what are we going to look for here? The Tigers came out and they used, especially early on, much more spread offense set than you're typically used to seeing from the Tigers. They would put two wide receivers off to the left, two wide receivers out to the right, and one fullback in the backfield, often a blocking fullback in Thatcher Trudell. And so the Tigers were able to do that probably to so they could get people into space. They could get these small players out into kind of open places where they could get the ball, try to make one or two people miss, and then take advantage of their speed. That's going to be even more important, I think, against Hartford. Hartford has a very large offensive line. Remember, they just took St. Johnsbury and ran for 500 yards against them. So for winning the battle of the trenches is probably going to be a tough one for the Tigers. And that's tough because that's usually where Coach Smith likes to start the game plan.
Well, again, for the Hurricanes, they're going to have to make some adjustments too, I think. And again, regardless of the team, when you get lit up for 500 yards, you got some things to work on.
Sure.
The following week. And again, as we saw last week, the Tigers have got some speed on this team. And if they can get some space, you can hit what you can catch. So we'll see if the Tigers are able to capitalize on that and maybe get the ball in the end zone because they did a great job in the first half last week. We'll see if they can do it again this week.
They really did. It was funny. Just so people remember what you said a few minutes ago, Bruce, 48 combined points in the first half. I mean, that's unheard of, pretty much. I mean, that's pretty amazing. It was just kind of, when's it going to stop? Back and forth and back and forth. And then it came to a real halt. There was no points scored in the third quarter between either team. So how's it going to start tonight? That's going to be a really interesting question. Well, we're going to step aside for a moment. We'll come back with a few more thoughts of the starting lineups here as we tick down to the beginning of week two of Middlebury Tigers regular season. You're listening to the Middlebury Tigers take on the Hartford Hurricanes on 92.1 WVTK.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Archery season is fast approaching, so make sure you drop into the shop and make sure your bow is tuned up and dialed in opening day on October 6th. We have great deals on crossbows and compound bows and a variety of arrows. We can check your draw length and bowstring to make sure you're ready for the range. And don't forget to check out our brand new website, vtfieldsports.com. Remember, always hunt safe and hunt smart. Thanks and have a great day.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
Over the last decade or so in Vermont high school football, there have really been three programs in Division I. Apologies to Fairhaven and Burn Burton in Division II. Three programs that have dominated Vermont high school football in Division I. That is the Middlebury Tigers, the Hartford Hurricanes, and the St. Johnsbury Hilltoppers. Well, the St. Middlebury Tigers here are set to embark on the first of a two-game journey against those teams as they prepare to take on the Hartford Hurricanes at home at Doc Collins Field. For those of you who are just joining us as we roll to the end of pregame here, the sun is just starting to set off in the distance behind Snake Mountain. The lights are coming on. Stands are starting to fill up. Bruce, it's going to be a beautiful night for football.
Oh, boy, it's always a beautiful night for football. And what a great facility this is here. Doc Collins Fields at the Middlebury High School, a great place to watch a game. And Bjarke, the last time that these two teams played was last September 6th down in Hartford. Hartford was all over the Tigers 36-7, so I think it's safe to say that the Tigers will be looking for some payback here.
Oh, absolutely. And what's really interesting is, in many ways, those are very different teams for both of these teams. Hartford's carrying very few kids on the squad. They have roughly about 40 kids in their entire program. Middlebury is bigger, but they're not as big in size, frankly. So we'll see what happens tonight. The Tigers are out here wearing their all blacks. Hartford's wearing their road whites. And Bruce is going to give us the starting lineup for the Middlebury Tigers.
All right, Bjarke, thanks. We'll take a look at the Middlebury offense first at the split end, the left side, number 22, senior Zach Dunn. At the left tackle, number 68, junior Tristan Cannell. The left guard, number 79, senior Spencer Cadaray. The center, number 66, senior Will LaRocque. The right guard, number 51, senior Riley Brown. The right tackle, number 64, senior Lucas Farrell. And the split end on the right side, number 89, senior Wyatt Cameron. The quarterback, number 18, junior Tim Gettleman. The left halfback, number 11, senior Simon Fisher. The fullback, sophomore number 2, C.J. Bryan. And the right halfback, number 14, junior Tyler Buxton.
And we do not have the Hartford's starting lineup, as you've heard with some teams as we go along. They like to be introduced as a team. So, Bruce, why don't you give the Middlebury defense since we have the time?
All right. Thanks, Bjarke. Again, on defense for the Tigers, the left defensive end, number 89, senior Wyatt Cameron. The left defensive tackle, number 70, junior Tariq Kennell. I hope I said that correctly. The nose guard, number 52, senior Josh Troutwine. The right defensive tackle, number 79, senior Spencer Catteray. And the right defensive end, number...
They have it listed as Spencer Catteray as well. We're going to go with C.J. Bryant for now. He got a lot of playing time last year. Sophomore, senior, C.J. Bryant.
Now in the backfield there, number 3, junior Isaiah Bullock. He is the left corner, left side linebacker, number 33, junior Thatcher Trudeau. The right side linebacker, number 5, junior Ian Plouffe. And the cornerback on the right side, number 18, junior Tim Gettleman. The safety is on the left side, sophomore number 43, Mason Kaufman. And on the right side, number 14, junior Tyler Buxton, the defensive alignment for the Middlebury Tigers.
And one name I'd like to point out there as we get started and we think about as we're going to roll in the game, I think one of the keys to this game, you mentioned Tyler Buxton, both at right halfback and safety. Last week, Tyler Buxton only touched the ball on offense 3 times. He had 2 carries for 18 yards, so each carry averaged 9 yards a gain, and he 1 reception for 9 yards. Go figure. So here's an athletic guy. I really think tonight the Middlebury Tigers need to utilize Tyler Buxton much more than they did last week. Other keys to the game, how is it going to be down in the trenches? How can the Middlebury Tigers handle the large offensive line of and defensive lines of the Hartford Hurricanes? And Bruce, any keys for the game for you?
Well, again, I think you hit them on them earlier in the pregame show, Bjarke. It's going to be interesting to see how the Tigers adjust to the Hartford line offensively and defensively. It's interesting because on the sheets that they provide to the media, none of that is listed. They don't have the heights or weights and everything Middlebury does, but there are some big-looking players over there, so it'll be interesting to see how the Tigers are able to adapt to that. And again, as we mentioned earlier in the pregame show, we've got to stop them when they're on offense. We have to make sure that they don't put up a whole bunch of points on the Tigers. And again, some adjustments were definitely made during the week. We'll see.
Sure. And one of the things that happened a lot last week, we found ourselves calling out the names of the linebackers and safeties very, very often in tackling. That can't happen tonight. If it's the linebackers and the safeties making those tackles every time, that means the defensive line is really not being able to get up there and stop the running back, stop the quarterback as he runs, because he really tends to run much more than pass. So it's going to be really, really incumbent on the defensive line of the Tigers to stiffen up a little bit, because with some of these big backs for Hartford and with some of these offensive linemen coming downfield blocking for them, it's going to really wear these linebackers out if they keep getting hit every time.
Point two, and one of the things that I think Middlebury had some trouble with last week is you set yourself up for problems when every time on first down you're giving up 6, 7, 8 yards, because then you're setting up a short 2nd and 2, 3rd and 1, and after a while when they just keep bashing you up the middle, that not only tires up your players, but the Lakers were gaining huge chunks of yards. We'll see if they're able to stop that today.
Absolutely. Special teams is also going to be a key, we should point out. The Tigers did some nice things on special teams at times. Unfortunately, they also allowed 2 fake punt conversions. In other words, Colchester was stopped, right? They had 4th down, and a couple fairly substantial amount of yards to go. They then ran fake punts and were able to convert both of those. How will the Tigers do tonight with those situations? We will see. Speed, fast attack, trying to win at the point of attack when they can, those are going to be the keys to today's game.
To share their thoughts about representing our Middlebury
community. And we have a few people coming on the field for a quick message here. We're going to stand and tell you what else is going on around the state here tonight. It's not just Middlebury and Hartford, even though that is the game of the week, certainly for us and for many people. BFA St. Albans will be home against the Mount Mansfield Cougars today. Colchester will be home against Brattleboro. The Seawolves, which is the combination South Burlington-Burlington team, is going to be away at Rice, although they don't have to travel far. CVU will be away at Rutland at 7 o'clock. Essex will be home against St. Johnsbury at 7 o'clock. And I think that's it for the first round for Division One for tonight. We will now step aside, and we'll be right back with kickoff on 92.1 WVTK.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Virgins do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, and let's get ready here for game two of the regular season. The Middlebury Tigers coming in with a record of 0-1 after a close loss, really in the end, a close loss to Colchester Lakers last week on the road up in Colchester. Hartford Hurricanes entered tonight 1-0, having won a nail-biter against the St. Johnsbury Hilltoppers by a score of 35-33 on the road last week. The Middlebury Tigers are coming out wearing their black uniforms that were originally a homecoming game staple a few years ago, but then they talked the coaches into letting them play all the time. And these black helmets with white lettering, orange striping in different spots on the side and the pants. Hartford is wearing their traditional white road uniforms with a red helmet with the Hartford Hurricane symbol on it and blue lettering. The sun is just going down in the distance. The lights are coming on. We're getting ready for kickoff on week two.
And Bjarke, because it is such a short season in Vermont high school football, you never want to say it's an important game this early in the season, but again, last week, Rutland, Burlington, South Burlington, BFA, Rice, Colchester, and Hartford all getting off to a win. So the other teams, Essex, Mount Mansfield, Middlebury, St. Johnsbury, Brattleboro, and CVU, 0-1, you want to get back to .500 if you're those teams.
Yeah, and it's certainly, well, it's an important game, certainly on the scorebook in the end. Even if they win or lose, for the Middlebury Tigers, it may not even be the loss or the win that matters as much as how they play today. If they find a bit of what they are going to do, if they start building their identity. That's what I'd love to see tonight. I expect to see a lot of C.J. Bryant. I expect to see a lot of Tyler Buxton running the ball. And maybe, based on the success that St. Johnsbury had last week, maybe we'll see some throwing. But we're going to find out. We're going to start with the Middlebury Tigers receiving the football. Not generally what Dennis Smith likes to do. Generally likes to kick off. But in this case, they're going to be receiving. And big number 74, Nick Cameron, is going to be kicking it away from the 40-yard line. We have Simon Fisher waiting for it. And they're going to blow this dead and start back over, I believe. The ball fell off the tee as they approached it, as Cameron was coming up. Waiting back there is Ian Plouffe, who started out the game for the Tigers with an exciting 88-yard return last week, and Simon Fisher. They're both waiting at about the 8-yard line. And starting to cool off, Bruce. One of the problems last week, the Tigers said, was that they were getting a lot of cramping. It was true of both teams, actually, as we saw that. Tonight, hopefully, if the temperature could drop a few more degrees, hopefully they've eaten some bananas, hopefully cramping won't be as much of an issue.
Well, with the sun going down and cooling off a little bit, it's starting to feel a little bit more like football weather. And it's always a great night for football, but it's a little bit better wearing all those pads when it's a little bit cooler.
Absolutely. Light breeze coming from the north, really not much to talk about. And here we go. It is Cameron approaching the ball from the 40, as we said. And it's going to be a bouncy kick. Goes to an up man who's trying to return it. He's got it to the 45, where he's going to be taken down. And that's where the Tigers are going to take over. It was Nick Clark with that three-yard kick return.
So the Tigers are going to start their first offensive sequence of tonight's game with pretty good field position. First and 10 from the 45. A kick of only about 15 yards, I guess, after the run back. And so they've got pretty good field position, the ball being marked now on the 45. And the Tigers ready to go with their first offensive sequence of the night.
And they started spread offense with just Bryant in the backfield. They motion Buxton from the right to the left. They go to Bryant up the middle, and he gets brought down by a gang of Hurricanes, including number 74, Nick Cameron, who absolutely threw Bryant to the ground at the end.
Yeah, C.J. Bryant listed at 6'1", 160, and Nick Cameron for the Hurricanes considerably bigger than that.
It is going to be second down and 8 from the 47-yard line of the Middlebury Tigers. Looking to cross midfield here on their second offensive play of the game. They've got Gettleman under center. Now the running backs come in into the double wing with one wide receiver on either side outside of them. And we have movement from the left to the right with Fisher. It's going to go to Bryant, trying the right side. He gets a corner. Nice block there. But even as he got the corner, he got finished off by Alex Bushway. That was a gain of about 3, I'm going to call it. And we'll give it a 4. It's going to be 3rd and 4.
And Colton Shaw, one of the co-captains for the Hurricanes, also on the tackle there. 3rd and 4 from the Hartford 49. 10:50 left to play first quarter, scoreless.
Interesting play. They were able to set the corner, but then pursuit caught up to him. Gettleman under center in the double wing. One receiver to the right, one to the left. Buxton goes in motion from the right to the left. It's going to Fisher coming over on the counter, and he is tripped up after a gain of about 1. It's going to be fourth down. The Tigers punting away a little past midfield.
And a nice job by the Hurricanes on that sequence, limiting the Tigers to about, I guess, 8 yards on that drive, just about, and they'll be forced to punt. But again, the Tigers starting that drive with good field position and not able to capitalize on the opening sequence.
Now, one thing we can see is there is some pursuit speed on the part of the Hartford Hurricanes. There were some times it looked like Tigers might have spaces. They weren't able to use it. We've got Wyatt Cameron setting up from the 39, ready to punt away to the Hurricanes. And the punt is up. It's a fairly short punt. Punts, and they're going to let it bounce. Takes the Tiger bounce, rolls down to about the 16, and that's where Hartford's going to take over for their first possession of the night.
9:51 left to play first quarter. The Tigers and Hurricanes scoreless. Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK Port Henry.
And as they get set up here, Tigers come running out. And Hartford does like to take their time on offense. Right now they are into their huddle, talking it over. One thing you'll notice, Bruce, for the first time, the Tigers have installed 24-second play clocks on either end of the field. That's a new look here at Dot College Stadium. All right, it is the quarterback, sophomore Cole Jasmine, under center. He hands it off to number 46, goes plowing forward into a gang of Tigers. It's going to be a gain of about 3 for East Thompson, I believe that was.
And Gettleman on the stop there for the Tigers, doing a nice job as the Hurricanes ran left. A gain of about 4. I know they're going to give it 3. 2nd and 7 from the 20.
And Hartford uses a lot of different backs. We're going to call a lot of different names tonight here, Bruce. All right, it's Jasmine coming up under center. He's got one receiver off to his right. They are in a double wing. It looks like the Middlebury Tigers right now. Motion from right to the left. They're going to try the right side. Nice job by Tyler Buxton. Tyler came up and laid the hit on, and the ball popped out. And I believe the Tigers took over the ball.
Recovered by Middlebury.
And we'll see who got that recovery. Looks like Simon Fisher got the fumble recovery caused by Tyler Buxton.
Well, Bjarke, the Hurricanes ran left, and there was a bunch of Tigers converging on the running back quickly, and they hit by one of the Tigers knocking the ball out. And a Tigers Johnny on the spot there picking the ball up on the 18-yard line. Potentially a costly turnover for the Hurricanes this early in the game.
So the Tigers are going to have first and 10 from about the 18-yard line of the Hartford Hurricanes. That was a wonderful turn of events from a Tigers perspective. Gettleman under center. He's going to keep it himself, trying the right side. And that's about four Hurricanes coming up and laying the hit on him, including number 9, Kyle Hamilton.
Well, one of the things that the Hurricanes are doing is they're getting some penetration on the line there. So one of the things that I would like to see, I'd like to see Middlebury throw the ball here.
If you're going to go out and spread, at some point it'd be a good idea to throw the ball, maybe a short pass out to the flat where a running back could get it, give Bryant the ball in space, maybe give Buxton the ball in space, or Fisher. You've got options. It's Gettleman the double wing, no wide receivers, two tight ends down on the line. Gettleman calls out the play, halts for a second, gets ready to call it again. Here comes the snap. He's got motion from the right to the left with Buxton, and he hands it to Buxton to the left side. Nice corner set by the offensive line. Buxton's able to get forward for probably about four. But they do seem to have good pursuit speed.
Yeah, they certainly do. But Gettleman on that play doing a nice job selling it to the Hurricanes linebackers, and they were able to run left. And it's now third and five. From
and
the 12.
With 8 minutes to go in the first quarter, it is tied 0-0, but the Tigers are threatening in the red zone right now of the Hurricanes. It's Buxton, it's Gettleman under center. He drops back. He's looking to throw it out. He gets it to Buxton out in space, makes a bad miss, gets taken down. Is he going to have the first down? I believe he will.
He's down close to the five.
So the 12 down to the 5. It's a 7-yard gain from Gettleman to Buxton.
Yeah, and one of the things that we talked about just a couple of minutes ago was mixing it up a little bit and throwing the ball. That's exactly what the Tigers did, getting it down to the 5. So it's first and 5 on the 5.
First and goal from the 5. Gettleman under center. He's got 2 to the right, 2 to the left. C.J. Bryant, the lone fullback in the backfield. Gettleman calls it out. He's got a man in motion. Fisher coming from the left to the right. He's going to hand it to Bryant. Bryant gets packed up. I think that's his friend. And the ball appears to have come out. It was 74. Again, Nick Cameron, the big guy in the middle. And it looks like the ball may have come out of C.J. Bryant's hands. And it did. It's
a fumble.
That was not a good little slate of affairs there for the Middlebury Tigers in wonderful field position, only to come away with nothing. The only good news is the Hurricanes are backed right up 4 yards away from their end zone.
Well, I'll tell you something, Bjarke. One of the things that I've seen in the first 4 minutes and 40 seconds of the game, one of the adjustments that the Tigers are going to have to make, whether it's this quarter or during this game, they're going to have to come up with some answer for number 74, Nick Cameron. He is already been a force in this game, and he single-handedly caused that fumble.
Yes, he's stocked up Bryant several times already, as you point out. Jasmine under center. They're going to hand it off to their man. This may end up being a safety. We'll see. Now they're going to say forward progress took him out of the end zone. Running back took the ball, and Wyatt Cameron got him at the 1 yard line. That's going to be loss of 3.
Tackle at the end zone.
Very nice tackle by Wyatt.
And 13.
It's going to be second and 13. We'll give a loss of 3.
Boy, a great play by Cameron there, anticipating the play, and I think that's a generous marking. He certainly looked from here like he was in the end zone, but again, they're going to say that it is second and 14 now from the 1. With 6:45 left to play first quarter.
And Jasmine comes up under center. He's got one wide receiver to the right, one to the left, two running backs in the backfield. And they're going to try the middle with the running back. And he's going to get a gain of about 2 yards or so. Not very much on that run.
Near the end zone, Bullock in on the stop.
For the running back.
Carry. Did bring the ball out.
It's a little hard to see who's running that ball. We're going to give that to Burke on that carry.
Third and 13.
It's a loss of 3.
They're saying Isaiah Bullock on the tackle there. Bjarke, one of the things here that's going to be important for the Hurricanes, even if they don't get the first down, they've got to get some yardage because right now it's 3rd and 13 on the 2, and if they have to punt, they'll be kicking from deep in the end zone.
And they have no wide receivers out right now, just running backs in the double wing. Looks like they're going to run it again. And boy, are they not going to get much. Nice job by the Tigers here, stacking up right against the defensive line. And it is going to be fourth down with the Hurricanes right up against their own end zone. It's going to be good field position for the Tigers once they get this punt.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the Tigers do here because the Hurricanes are going to have not a great place to punt. It'll be interesting to see if they bring a blitz here and try to rush him. Because as we've seen this year, at least in the game last week, kicking is an adventure.
It is an adventure in Vermont high school football. Particularly the punter here has to actually move forward because he can't step out the back of the end zone, or that's a safety. So he's got to do it with not much space. He's able to do it, and he gets off a pretty reasonable punt given the situation. And the ball comes out of the Tigers' hands. It goes over to Hartford. Absolutely another terrible turn of events. Hartford recovers the ball on the 27. Simon Fisher had it pop out of his hand, and it was picked up. Hartford ball, first and 10.
Ball's going to be spotted on the 28.
Simon Fisher has recovered a fumble. He has also now lost one.
Well, he tried to get that ball, and it just simply popped out of his hands. I don't know if it took a weird bounce, but the Hurricanes right on that. So, essentially, it's almost like they got a first down. I mean, at the 28, so we'll see what the Hurricanes are able to do here. Neither team looking particularly sharp.
No, certainly not. I mean, we've had turnovers already. It's interesting to think how different this game is than last week. We're sitting at 5:10 left to go in the first quarter. The score is 0-0 right now. We've seen some strange things happen already. We've seen a fumble recovery. We've seen both teams play some really good defensive line work and defensive work in stopping the other teams. But then, as we said, we got to this point by a spot where the Tigers were going to be in wonderful field position. Then it just bounced off the chest pads of Simon Fisher, and Hartford's picking it up. Hartford look at a first and 10.
Well, we talked earlier in the pregame show about teaching moments, and this is one of those moments again. The Tigers taking a timeout here, and I think that's a good call because, again, you want to calm things down here. It's been a little raggedy on both sides the first 7 minutes of this game. I think it's a good call to just kind of calm down your plays and say, look, it's scoreless. We're still, you know, everything's fine. Just calm things down. Let's do what we do best. And again, the ball's on the 28-yard line. Not terrible position for Middlebury. But again, see if we can just calm things down a bit.
No, and you can say, see, guys, things can go badly, and you can still be okay, right? Don't hang your head. A lot of game left. It's 0-0. We've solved nothing yet. They have three running backs, one wide receiver for Hartford. They're going to try looking downfield. They have a man wide open, but simply overthrown by Jasmine. He had a chance with Kobe Peach headed downfield. He was wide open. Jasmine not throwing very much so far this season. Didn't look very accurate on that one.
Not at all. And Peach was about 10 yards ahead of the Middlebury defender and just overthrown. And so 5:05 left to play first quarter, scoreless between the Tigers and Hurricanes. The ball on the 28, second and 10.
And here comes Jasmine bringing his team up to the line. He's got Porter in the backfield along with two other running backs, two wide receivers off to the left. And it's going to be a pitch out to the left side. Man trying to turn the corner. Tyler Buxton with an absolutely fantastic tackle. Drove the man back from the 28. That's going to be a loss of about five. We're going to give a six-yard loss right there. Great run. Tackle by Tyler Buxton.
Well, Nick Porter for the Hurricanes tried to run left, but Buxton was just faster in getting there. He got there quickly, and again, a loss of eight.
Actually, yeah, and he looked fast coming to that corner. Tyler Buxton, a name we said we had to hear tonight. So far, he's getting involved. He's already knocked a fumble out. And he had a great tackle right there. And right now it is Jasmine back at the shotgun with three wide receivers to the right. He's looking downfield. He's got a man wide open, and they can't connect again. Kobe Peach, the ball just came off his hands. Kobe Peach was open again.
That's probably one he would like back. It's probably one that he should have had. But again, the Tigers with good defense. And I don't know what your opinion is on this yet, but what a different game from last week when we had all these points put up. 4:15 left to play first quarter. This one is scoreless.
Yeah, right now the Tigers are absolutely answering the bell against Hartford right now. We heard about Hartford's running game. To me, I feel like Hartford's trying a fair amount of trickery. I wouldn't be surprised if next drive they come out and just hammer down and try to go straight. But right now it's 4th and 18, and they are punting away to the Tigers from their 23-yard line. And it's a decent punt coming in, bouncing at the 45. Nice job here by Tyler. He's coming up across the 40 down to the 35. It's a nice return there by Buxton, a return of about 20 yards. Tigers are going to have it well in Hartford field position at their 34.
Yeah, nice kick by Cameron, but a better return by the Tigers. They're going to have great field position. You know, Bjarke, so far in this game, I think already the Tigers have got to feel good about themselves considering the defensive struggles last week. They look much better this game.
Oh, absolutely. They should feel very good. However, can they get this offense going? That's going to be the key right now. They're in the spread, two to their left, two to the right. C.J. Bryant in the backfield. They've got Buxton in motion from the right to the left. They're going to hand it off to Bryant up the middle. And who's right in his face but those offensive line, defensive linemen again, absolutely stopping him after a gain of about 2.5, 3 yards.
The Panthers go, the Tigers going right up the middle there, and the Middlebury line doing a nice job getting him some running room. I think they're going to give him about 3 on that.
Yeah, the interesting thing is they're actually opening up holes. Hartford then is able to fill those holes very quickly. It's not that the Tigers aren't able to move the big guys up front. It's that Hartford recovers very, very well. Tigers are going to get worn down, though, going against this big defensive line. It's Gettleman under center, two to the left, two to the right. Bryant in the backfield. Again, Buxton in motion from the right to the left, and it's going to be a pitch out to Bryant on that left side. Looks to seal the corner, gets a hole, makes people miss. He's flying down the field, cutting through people. He gets taken down by the 3-yard line. It's a gain of about 28 yards for C.J. Bryant, putting himself on the stat sheet.
Boy, using that speed to run left and just beating a number of the Hurricanes.
First down, first and goal.
And it's going to be first and goal from the 3. We'll give him 27 yards on that carry. Now let's give him 28. All right, not a math major. All right, 28 yards on that carry.
Boy, the Tigers in great field position here, but they've been down here before. We'll see if they're able to capitalize. You don't want to leave too many instances of leaving points on the field that you don't get.
They've got Wyatt Cameron way over to the right as they're over at the left hash mark. Another receiver to the left. 3 running backs in the backfield. And it's going to be Gettleman. Try your quarterback keeper over that left side. Is he going to get in? He is. Touchdown, Tim Gettleman.
And a nice job by the Tigers getting in the space to get into the end zone.
And he did a nice fake there. They clearly bet that it was going to be Bryant on that fake handoff. Gettleman does a nice job squeezing his way in. Tigers with 2:45 left to go on the board here in the first quarter are the first team on the board. Let's see how the kicking goes. It was a little bit of an adventure last week as Tim Gettleman missed his first of the season. We will see what happens now. And Gettleman is ready. Cameron is ready to hold it for Gettleman. Here comes the snap. The snap is up. It's held. The kick is good. 7-0 Tigers. 92-1 WVTK.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Your local Napa Auto Parts store, Court Street, Middlebury, has you covered with all the parts you'll ever need to get the job done right. Brett and the staff have parts for the car, the truck, the boat, and the 18-wheeler. Napa in Middlebury is fully stocked and they're open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, and weekends, 8 till noon. When it comes to trust, you can always trust Brad and the staff at your local Napa Auto Parts store, 13 Court Street in Middlebury.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Now, if there was a good way for the Middlebury Tigers to start the game, this is it. Even though they've had a couple mistakes, at the same time, they are up 7-0, having moved the ball on the Hartford Hurricanes. But they've just kicked it away from the Hurricanes. The returner's returning it from the 20, and he's gotten up to about the 30, still plowing forward. He's going to be at the 33, and that's where Hartford's going to come out. And Bruce, if you're the Tigers, you have to be feeling good.
Oh, my goodness, you have to be fantastic. What a great drive they had there. C.J. Bryant with a 27-yard run, setting up Tim Gettleman's 3-yard run. He ran left. And on that last kick, by the way, props to Wyatt Cameron picking up a snap that was not great and holding it so the extra point could be good. And we've talked about the kicking game not being great in high school football. That could turn out to be a valuable point.
Absolutely. Jasmine's up under center for the Hurricanes. Three running backs, one wide receiver. Jasmine, he hands it to Porter up the middle. Porter gets a nice block on the right side. Now he's making people miss. He gets carried down. He's going to be close to the first down. Nice job by the offensive line of Hartford setting the ceiling off that right side and giving him a chance to run. It's going to be second and three coming up for the Hurricanes from their own 41. That was a seven-yard gain for Nick Porter.
And Porter doing a nice job using his speed running along the right side there. And again, as you mentioned, the Hartford offensive line doing a nice job getting him some space.
And Jasmine on a second and three from their own 41 with the Tigers leading 7-0 with 2:26 left to go in the first quarter. Jasmine for Hartford is under center, hands it off to a fullback. Nice block there in the middle. It's going to be an easy first down. He does get dropped down after a gain of about five, though. It was a gain for Reese Thompson.
First and
10 from the 46 for the Hartford Hurricanes. And right now, it has been not a wonderful statistical night for Hartford. Remember, last week, they rolled up 500 yards in the defending state championship St. Johnsbury Hilltoppers. Not really starting that way tonight. Jasmine under center. And Jasmine, the ball's on the ground. He picks it up, but he's got Wyatt Cameron all over him. So although Hartford's going to retain the ball, they are going to lose about 4 yards on this play.
Well, we talked about adjustments that the Tigers have to make. I'll tell you what, if I'm one of the Hartford coaches, one of the things that I think you might hear about at halftime is holding on to the ball.
Absolutely. Things, even at times when they've held on to it, hands haven't been good in catching. There's been a missed, a dropped pass. There's been several times where Hartford's put it on the ground. Certainly, for a team as experienced as this, they look a little sloppy. Jasmine under center with three running backs, with one wide receiver, one tight end. And they're going to try to hand it up the middle, and they're going to be able to. He's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe a tiny bit more. That's number 25, Zachary Barrett, with a gain of about 5 yards.
And Spencer Catterett doing a nice job there on that tackle.
Third and nine
coming up from Hartford from their own 47-yard line with a minute left to go in the first quarter. The Middlebury Tigers are leading 7-0. Third and fairly long. Third and nine. Jasmine is now back in the shotgun with three running backs and one wide receiver. He's calling it out. Asked for it. We're going to get a major false start on the wide receiver of the Hartford Hurricanes. Kobe Peach just jumped way too early. And Hurricanes are going to be walking back. And for the Tigers, things are going pretty well right now.
Yeah, they certainly are. A marked difference from last week. Again, I think the coaching staff's got to be pretty pleased with the way the Middlebury defense has played in this game.
They absolutely do. Doing a very nice job right now.
But Peach was 7 yards into the Middlebury backfield there.
Yeah, well, Jasmine tried a hard count, and he just messed up his own man doing it. Still one ridge receiver over to the left. That's Peach. Three running backs in the backfield with Jasmine. Jasmine calls for it from the shotgun. Drops back. He's got men open. He's got a man out. But he was open. Caught it. But he actually lost a couple of yards. Actually, no, he gained about two. But it's not going to do them any good. It's going to be fourth down. They're going to have to punt away.
Yeah, it's going to be fourth and 14 from... Fourth and 12 with the ball on the Hartford 44. And Bjarke, that's going to do it for the first quarter.
We'll be back with the second quarter. Tigers leading 7-0 over Hartford, a 92-1 WVTK.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Now back to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And a big moment coming up here for the Middlebury Tigers. The Tigers leading 7-0 against the stalwart Hartford Hurricanes are about to get the ball back on a punt. And they're going to try faking it. They saw the success that they had last week. And he's going to be close to the sticks. It was just a run up the left side by Nick Porter. We'll see. Porter, they did not get it. I did not think he got it.
Appears to be short.
It looks like he's about a yard short.
Yep.
And short.
And a nice run. It was probably about 10, probably about 15 yards. But Middlebury takes it over. Great field position for the Tigers from about the 47.5, 48-yard line on their own side of the field. Tigers have had pretty good position all day here.
Yeah, well, you know, you mentioned in the pregame show about the Hurricanes maybe seeing some film about what Colchester did on those two trick plays, and they tried it last week, and good for the Tigers. This time it didn't work.
It didn't. It is going to the quarterback under center. Gettleman keeping himself running to the left side. Getting pursued. Nice block there by Brian. Gettleman getting out to the left side. Turning the corner. Getting upfield. Getting it for easy first down. He gained about 13 yards on that carry.
Hey, Gettleman running left and using that speed to dodge some of the Hurricane
first and 10 for Middlebury
defense.
Yeah, it was a really nice job there. And actually, C.J. Bryan, dude, he's not a big guy, was able to just enough block on the left-right side defensive end that Gettleman was able to get around that corner, leave some of the linebackers behind, and have a nice pickup. It's first and 10 for the Tigers from the Hartford 38. Tigers leading 7-0, 11:44 left to go in the second quarter. It's Gettleman with lots of receivers. He's keeping himself pitch out to Fisher over on the right side. Fisher looked like he had a good chance there, but still managed to only about 2 yards. It's almost as though the Tigers had so much going on in that play that it took too long for it to develop.
Yeah, Colin Vallow, the freshman, taking him down on the left side there.
A freshman getting time for Hartford. That does not happen very often.
It does not, and it looks like the ball is going to be marked on the 36, second and
about 8 or so.
8.
And it's going to be Gettleman under center. He's going to have three running backs in kind of actually two or three. Well, three running backs now that they're in position, and one wide receiver on either side. Calls it out. It's under center. He's got a man in motion. It's Fisher motioning into the backfield, but Gettleman's going to keep it to himself over on the right side. Trying to turn his hips, throw it out to his man. Just wasn't able to do it. Over pursued there. One of the toughest things, Bruce, if you're a right-handed quarterback, is to roll left and then deliver a ball down the field.
Well, he was being chased by Trevor Robbins, the junior linebacker, who has some pretty good speed. He got there. He forced Gettleman to throw that again, as you mentioned, across his body. Very tough to do. And if you think about it, a nice job just getting rid of that so there wasn't any loss on the play.
3rd and 8 coming up for the Tigers from the Hartford Hurricane 36. 10:52 left to go in the second quarter. Tigers leading 7-0, looking to convert this third down. Gettleman under center. Three running backs, two wide receivers. And he drops back. He looks over to the right. Man calling for it. He's got a wide open man in the middle. It's an interception, though. That was open. It took Gettleman a little too long to deliver it.
By Porter.
And it was number 24, Dylan Tucker, with the interception.
It's going to be Hurricane.
They're calling it Porter. I thought it was Tucker.
From the 20.
So Hartford will take over on the 20. A turnover, as you mentioned, Gettleman getting that ball up, but it just lingered in the air a little bit too long, and he was able to get up there and bring that down. Hartford takes over. 1st and 10 from the 20, 10:46 left to play, second quarter, 7-0 Middlebury.
And it is Jasmine coming up on Cole Jasmine, the sophomore, under center for Hartford. He has three running backs and one receiver. They're going to try the middle with a big fullback, and he plows forward for a gain of about 4 or so. That is senior co-captain Reese Thompson.
Thompson going right up the middle there, and again, some of the Hurricanes' bigger linebackers giving him some running room there. They're going to give him 4 on that one, 2nd and 6 from the 24.
Last week, the larger running backs from Colchester were able to give the Tigers fits. Will Hartford start just pounding it up the middle? I think if I was their coach, I might. We'll see if they do that. Three running backs in the backfield, one wide receiver. Here comes trying right up the middle. And not much of a gain there, to be fair to the Tigers. Gain of about 3 for Thompson. But even so, even though those look like good stops, it's still going to be 3rd and about 3, maybe a short 4 for the Hartford Hurricanes from the Hurricane 26.
And again, if the Tigers are able to keep Hartford from doing any damage, they'll really mitigate that interception. And again, no damage being done, but a big play in the first half here. Third and four from the 26. 9:35 left to play second quarter.
Jasmine with three running backs. He had a guard pull far too early. Ball is on the ground again. Another fumble by Hartford. Be interested to see who comes up with it, but either way, it's gone well for the Middlebury Tigers.
And, you know, one of the things that coaches absolutely cannot stand are fumbles.
Yeah, and right now, Hartford is just being absolutely sloppy with the ball. Tigers must love it. Hartford is going to have a fourth and four from the 26. They are going to be able to punt it away. But again, the Tigers should get the ball with good field position. They have Simon Fisher waiting at about the 40-yard line along with Tyler Buxton, two fast players ready to return the ball. They've got their punter. They've got Porter back there ready to punt away. He stands very close to the line of scrimmage. Porter's going to punt it away this time and kick it over the head of Buxton by running to his left. He was able to make Buxton think he was coming up to try to fake it again, but then kicked it out of bounds. It's going to go out at the 50. Middlebury's going to have a first and 10 at the 50-yard line. 8:46 left to go in the first half. Tigers leading 7-0.
And considering there was an interception on the last Middlebury possession, no real damage then. So again, the Middlebury defense playing much, much better than last week, something I think Coach Dennis Smith and the other coaches will be pretty happy with.
Combined, the two teams have three turnovers so far to start this game. Tigers are looking over, getting their symbols from multiple coaches here. Get a system. They went to this no-huddle offense a couple years ago. Gettleman under center with three running backs. It is Buxton in motion. Gettleman's going to follow him over to the left side. A lot of space on the left side opened up by the Tigers. Gettleman gets a hole, huge hole. He's down to 30. He's down to the 20. Buxton's blocking, and it's Gettleman's running it in. But what happened? They're saying he stepped out of bounds at the 37. Boy, what an explosion by Tim Gettleman. Great run. Gain of about 33. It was a gain of about 17 there for Gettleman, but it was almost a touchdown.
Yeah, and the big story there, what an amazing example of blocking by the Tigers as he ran left. Two huge blocks by the Tigers linemen.
Yeah, there was a lot of space over on the left side. The Tigers' goal this year is to get these speedy skill position players out in space. They're accomplishing it right now. First and 10 from the 33. And Gettleman, trying to keep it himself, is going to plow forward, take advantage of some surprise. It's going to be a nice gain there of about 3 yards. No, gain of five for Tim Gettleman.
And it'll be interesting to see here if the Tigers can get into some sort of rhythm. It's been a little sloppy in the first, quarter and a half with the turnovers and everything. Be interesting to see if Middlebury runs it right up the middle here or gets something going.
Second and five from the Hartford 27. Three running backs in the backfield for Gettleman. Gettleman has it. He's going to hand it to Bryant. It's up the middle. Bryant explodes. Gets through a hole. He's running from the right pylon. No one's going to catch him. It's a 27-yard run for sophomore sensation C.J. Bryant.
Again, he ran right through the middle. Great blocking by the Tigers, and he was gone.
C.J. Bryant, 33-yard run for the Middlebury TD.
They're giving him a 33-yard run there.
33-yard run.
Boy, some speed there from the Tigers. We talked about speed being one of their assets this year, and so far in this game, it certainly has been exactly that.
Absolutely. Right now with Bryant and Gettleman, you don't really need to give either one of those gentlemen very much space. They're able to cut through a hole. Once they do and get up into that second level, they can make one linebacker miss. Boy, they're gone. Really, really nice run by Bryant. Really nice job on the right side of that offensive line to open up a hole for him. Gettleman's in for the point after. It is up. It is good. 14-0 Middlebury Tigers on 92.1 WBTK.
Here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
You would be forgiven if you read the results of last week's game to think this one might kind of end up being a blowout for the Hartford Hurricanes. All the credit in the world to the Middlebury Tigers right now, who are leading 14-0 over Hartford with 8 minutes left to go in the first half. But it's Hartford now returning a kick. Man at the 20, a man at the 30, a man at the 40. He's crossing the 50. He's at the 40. Gets driven out of bounds by Gettleman. Excellent return there by Nick Porter, the do-everything player for the Hartford Hurricanes. Excellent return for the Hurricanes. It's going to be first and 10 from Hartford for Hartford at the Middlebury 38-yard line.
Well, it's been kind of a sloppy game so far, at least on the from the Hartford Hurricanes' perspective. And again, Middlebury just punching in the second touchdown of the game. We're going to see how Hartford responds, because they have not looked good in this first half.
No, they really haven't. And this team that rolled 500 yards on St. Jay, all these sorts of things, you have to look and just say, boy, what are these guys doing? They just don't seem to have any identity at the moment. It is Cole Jasmine under center. He's got three running backs and one tight end in the game. Jasmine has it. He's going to hand up the middle to a running back who's going to get a pretty nice hole, eventually tackled down by number 51, Riley Brown. But that was a pretty good pickup by Zachary Burek. A gain of about six.
And Brown, one of the Tigers co-captains, doing a nice job there bringing the running back down. 7:29 left to play second quarter. 14-0 Middlebury.
And Hartford looking at, as you said, second and about four. Coming up to the line, Jasmine under center, three running backs, one wide receiver in so close, I'm tempted to call it a tight end. Jasmine has it. He's going to hand it off to the running back behind him. And the man plowing forward is going to be Burek again. That's going to be a short of a first down by about a yard, I think. About a two-yard gain for Burek, maybe one, maybe 3 yards.
Ball's going to be spotted on the 30, where it's going to be
third and one coming up for the Hartford Hurricanes. 6:54 left to go in the first half. It is Middlebury leading Hartford by a score of 14-0.
And this kind of a big play as we're getting down towards 6:40 left to go in the first half.
Right now the Tigers have big Josh Trotwine at nose tackle right in the middle of that line. It's going to be important for him to seal up any holes if they come through those middle two gaps. And it is Jasmine under center. He's getting a man in motion. They are going to hand it right up that middle. He is going to pick up a first down. Is the running back, Reese Thompson. He's going to gain about four or so.
Well, it's interesting here because although Hartford has looked a little bit sloppy in the first half of this game, the first 18 minutes or so, it's interesting if they can settle things down here and get some momentum themselves. Because what they've done, if you notice, Bjarke, they've kind of slowed things down a little bit and just running up the middle, letting the clock run, getting into a groove, and more importantly, keeping Middlebury off the ball.
If you have a large offensive line and you have strong running backs, you have to have faith that you keep hitting the other team. Eventually, you'll wear them down. If that's Hartford, that's where they need to keep going. We might be seeing signs of that starting right now as Thompson's getting the ball again. Thompson rumbles for about 4 yards, maybe close to five. Yeah, about 4 yards.
The Tigers doing a nice job getting in there and mitigating that damage.
Gaino. Three, call it second and seven.
It's going to be second and seven, second and a long six, maybe, coming up for the Hartford Hurricanes. They're sitting at the Tigers 24. They are trailing 14-0. The Tigers on the board thanks to a Tim Gettleman run and a really nice longer run by C.J. Bryant. Three running backs, one wide receiver for the Hurricanes, but they're going to try the middle again. They're going to test the left side of the line. Manning gets in a wide open hole on that left side. Gets driven out of bounds. That was number 25, Zachary Burek. He's going to go from the 24 to about the 8-yard line.
Seven or eight.
So that's going to be about a 16-yard game for Burek.
Burek ran left there and ran right down the sideline, getting inside the 10 to the 8.
So the Tigers right now need to stiffen up a little bit. There's 8 yards to go for Hartford to score their first points of the night. Jasmine up under center. He has three running backs. He has one wide receiver, Peach, off to the right side. Runner motion, but they're going to try the middle again. And, man, three Tigers stack him up after Thompson, a short game. And Thompson maybe picked up about three or four.
Going to bring up a second and goal from the four.
Yeah, 4 yard gain there for Thompson. Out of Thompson's last five carries, four of them have been for 4 yards. So he's been fairly productive, but nothing smashing. I think the Tiger linebackers are able to come up and get a hit on him pretty quickly. It is going to be second and five from the five, so it looks like a touchdown's the way to go. Touchdown zone. They cannot get a first down before they get in the end zone. Second and five from the five. 4:37 left to go in the first half. 14-0 Tigers. There's a timeout on the field. Middlebury Tiger football is brought to you in part by Foster Motors, home of the We Care people on Route 7 South in Middlebury, and by Woodware, offering the finest furniture, housewares, and accessories on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
And 4:37 left to play in the second half, the second quarter, excuse me. And I think for Harford, BRK, I think it's important to get some points on this drive.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, if they are able to convert something, and we do have a Middlebury Tiger player down right now. I won't say too much about it. There's a danger when you talk about injuries and a thing like this. The person pops up and fear was unnecessary. Right now for Hartford, things have not gone your way at all. And Tigers are playing well. If Hartford's able to score here, they are able to feel like they're just right back in it. For the Tigers, though, keep in mind, Hartford has essentially no kicking game and hasn't for quite a while. They actually lost the state championship last year, largely in part because they didn't have a kicking game. So if the Tigers really can hold them here, it would be pretty huge because there isn't a kicker that's going to come out and make anything particularly easy.
Well, you know, we've mentioned this a couple of times about teaching moments on both sides. I'm going to tell you what I think happened the first half of this game, because I was thinking about this as we were watching them play. You run up 500 yards against any team, you might have some overconfidence. Sure. You see that Middlebury lost last week to Colchester, not one of the strongest teams in the division, and maybe you come in here thinking, we got this. Well, guess what? They haven't had this, and Middlebury has really had their number the entire first half.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the old adage is that's why they play the games. You know, if it wasn't that way, you would just look at the schedule and mark it down. The Tiger play up is Josh Trotline coming up, walking on his own power off the field, which is always a great sign. And interesting to see how much that plays a role. Hartford right now is settling down, as you've pointed out, but they're in an interesting spot. Second and five from the five, 4:37 left to go in the first half. They have to feel nervous that this has to be an opportunity to make something happen.
Well, considering how well they have not played this first half, if they're able to punch one in here and be down by a touchdown at halftime, if I'm their coaching staff, I'll take that.
Well, sure. We'll see what happens. Jasmine is up under center. He's got two tight ends. He's got three running backs. Jasmine's going to hand it to the running back running over the left side. He's easily in. That's going to be a five-yard touchdown for Zachary Burek. Hartford's first points of the game.
So a five-yard run to the left there, getting Hartford on the board. 4:22 left to play second quarter, 14-6. And as you mentioned, with no real kicking game, we'll see what happens here with the extra point. Be interesting to see if they go for a two-point conversion here.
It would, but they are going to kick it. It's going to be Peach in for the kick. It's going to be Cole Jasmine going to try out the holding here. Sophomore and sophomore for the kicking game. And the kick is good. It's 14-7 Middlebury Tigers above the Hartford Hurricanes on 92.1 WVTK.
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at champlainvalleyproperty.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
The Tigers got out to a 14-0 lead to start the game, but Hartford, using a really strong, powerful, straight-up-the-middle running game, has come back to score a touchdown. The score is 14-7, Tigers over Hartford with 4:22 left to go in the first half. Hartford is kicking away to the Tigers. Tigers have people waiting back, but they're not going to let him have it. But it's Bryant who's going to get the ball at the 31, but he had to go down on his knees to corral it. It's going to be the Tigers coming out and taking over first and 10 on their own 31-yard line.
4:21 left to play, second quarter, 14-7 Middlebury. Middlebury jumping out to a 14-0 lead, and then Hartford finally getting on the board. A couple of minutes ago, Zach Burek with a 5-yard run to the left, getting them on the board. The kick was good. So the Tigers lead by 7 points with 4 minutes and change left in the first half.
It's going to be important to see how they answer that last Hartford score. It's Gettleman under center with two receivers to the left, two to the right, and Bryant alone in the backfield. And it is going to be Gettleman keeping the ball himself, exploding through a hole again, leaving people. He's going to be close to the first down when he gets caught by number 24, Dylan Tucker. And I'll tell you, I am still continuously surprised by the speed of Tim Gettleman. And actually, I think they gave him a first down here, 11-yard pickup by Gettleman. He doesn't need much space to just take off.
No, he certainly does not. And again, you got to give props to the Middlebury offensive line. They have done a great job all game blocking for him and giving him time to use that speed.
And Middlebury's been able to do a good job running out of the spread. Typically, they run out of the double wing where the two running backs are lined up outside of the tight ends or the tackles, and there's a fullback in the backfield. Right now, there's a little more spread, although they're back to the double wing right now. Gettleman under center with two receivers outside of that double wing. Gettleman's going to keep it himself on the right side, try a hole. He found the hole. He's plowing forward for about seven, close to 8 yards right up against midfield. Tim Gettleman's taking this team on his shoulders right now.
Yeah, he ran right that time. And again, the Tiger offensive line giving him time to get up there. Just shy of the 50. They're going to mark it at the 49. And it looks like they're going to say second and two.
Over 50 yards rushing for Tim Gettleman in this quarter. Gettleman's under center with one running back behind him. He's got four wide receivers, two on each side. Gettleman's rolling out to his left, looking downfield for those receivers. He's got a man open. It's Fisher. Bobbled it, was able to grab onto it. Excellent job bringing it in right on the 40-yard line. That was a really, really nice pickup there. Like those gain of about 11 yards.
Well, just like last week when we saw the Laker player make a spectacular catch, that could turn out to be a pretty big play in this game. He caught it. He stutter-stepped to stay in bounds. Great play.
Yeah, it was really nice awareness by Simon Fisher. They're able to concentrate on two things at once. Really, really nice work there.
Nice play.
Gettleman under center. Three running backs behind him. Two wide receivers, one on each side. It's Fisher in motion, now becoming a wide receiver over on the right side. Gettleman's going to keep it himself on the right side. It's a fake, but then he keeps it plowing up the middle for a little guy. He's making hay. It's 10-yard gain for Gettleman, close to the first down. I think he's going to get it.
And the Tigers just doing a great job continually moving down the field and taking time off the clock.
Absolutely. Really, really nice work by this offensive line here right now. The combination of Will LaRocque over on that right side. Really doing nice work with Riley Brown and Lucas Farrell. They're absolutely opening up some holes on that right side. Really nice job.
They've done a good job all night.
And Bryant in the backfield. Four wide receivers. Tigers really in the spread look all night long. It's going to be Bryant carrying the ball up the middle. Spins, able to take off, able to get away. Spin again. The ball is out. The ball is loose.
And I believe Hartford has that back.
If there's been one issue with Bryant's running so far this year, he has a tendency to try to make everything into a big play. Too many spins with too much growth, but looks like the Tigers. Middlebury got
it.
Thank goodness for him.
It's going to be Middlebury foul, first and 10 on the 14.
So from the 30 to the 14, that was a 16-yard pickup. But boy, it was a dangerous-looking 16-yard pickup. And now it's first and 10 for the Tigers from their own, for the Hartford, 14-yard line. Tigers leading 14-7. It's Fisher with the ball on the right side. Excellent block over by that right-hand side. He's curtained. He's got to the pylon. It is a touchdown. Simon Fisher with a 14-yard touchdown. The Tigers have come to play tonight.
They certainly have. They've been using their speed all night long. And again, right there, the Tigers taking it in. 2:11 left to play first half, 20-7.
We take that back. It's a first and goal. They said he was out on the sideline. One official raised his hands for a touchdown. One did not. So we're going to give that a 13-yard run without a touchdown on the stat sheet. All right, but the Tigers, boy, you're only a yard away. One might expect a quarterback keeper here from Tim Gettleman. Gettleman is going to be under center with three running backs, two tight ends in close to the line, no wide receivers. He's got a man in motion from the right to the left. but he's going to keep it himself and try that left sideline. Excellent blocking out there. Easily going to walk in. It's a one-yard touchdown for Tim Gettleman, his second touchdown of the night.
And Gettleman using his speed to run left there. Again, we've talked about this a lot tonight, Bjarke. The Middlebury offensive line giving him time to get there. 22-7. The Tigers leading the Hurricanes. 2:04 left to play first half.
And Gettleman doesn't have much time to rest. He now has to kick the extra point here. But boy, everything's coming up roses right now for the Middlebury Tigers. Gettleman's waiting for it. Hartford is not going to have a lot of time either. Only 2 minutes left to go in the half. The kick is up. And it is good. 21-7 Tigers on 92.1 WVTK.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini, and then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1. WVTK.
Well, one of the things we know about the Middlebury coaching staff is that they make excellent adjustments at halftime and game to game. And clearly, some conversations have been had, some things have been put in place. The Middlebury Tigers, with 2 minutes left to go in the first half, are leading 21-7. Hartford, however, is returning the kickoff back, not getting much of a run. And they're going to have the ball first and 10 from their own 37. Right now, with less than 2 minutes left to go in the half, Hartford is not a big strike team. They're going to have to figure out how to get down the field. Tigers have to be feeling good right now.
Yeah, they certainly do. And Hartford, of these two teams, is going to have an interesting conversation during the halftime period, because they have got to get something changed or they're going to lose this game. They have not looked good this first half.
They have not. We'll see whether they do anything creative here or just try to assume that they could try to overwhelm people here in this last 2 minutes. And it is three running backs, and it is Cole Jasmine handing it to a running back who has a big hole on the left side. He's cutting out to the 50. He's going to get down to the 40. He's going to run along the sideline. He steps out at the 32-yard line, but that was quite a pickup. That was a gain of 10, 20, 33 yards.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to mark that at the 32. So
a 21-yard gain. I take that back. My math is not fantastic, as I said.
That's why you're a history teacher.
That's why I'm a history teacher. That's right. Still, though, pretty... No, I'm wrong. It's 31 yards. All right, I was better off the mark than I thought. Jeez, that's terrible. I apologize. And it's going to be a rush up the middle for the running back of the Hartford Hurricanes. It is number 25, Zachary Barek, making some more work there, running pretty well right now.
Barek with the Hurricanes touchdown in this game. He ran that in earlier in this quarter to make it 14-7, but right now the Tigers leading by two touchdowns.
And they have Jasmine under center, and it's going to be Burek trying the middle again. He's got a group of Tigers. I do think he's going to have the first down, though. Gain of about three or so on that carry. And right now, Burek, for all the words we had about Nick Porter really hasn't touched the ball very much. It's been Burek on this for the Hurricanes. However, the Hurricanes, in about 40 seconds, have moved a great majority of the way down the field. Right now, they're taking a timeout on the Tiger 23-yard line.
And Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK, brought to you in part this season by Napa Auto Parts. On Court Street in Middlebury, they've got the parts for the car, the truck, the boat, even the 18-wheelers. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk from their farm to your local store. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value hardware store, and so much more. And Denneker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. On Route 7 South in Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, find new roads.
I beg your pardon. The ball is actually not on the 23. It's at the 20, and that's where Hartford is going to have a first and 10 with a minute 12 left to go in this half. Pretty important moment, I think, here for the Middlebury Tigers. If they're able to keep Hartford out of the end zone, they're going to roll into halftime feeling absolutely jubilant about the way things are going. If Hartford's able to score, it's essentially, you know, pretty close to a tied game. So right now for the Tigers, been playing great defense all night. They're going to need to keep it up. A little bit of a different look here for the Hartford Hurricanes. They come out. Jasmine's under center with his three running backs, but this time they have two receivers off to the left. Jasmine's looking left. They're going to try to take advantage of that. Throw to a big guy out in the middle of the field, number 90. Stacked up. The official should have called that dead about a minute ago for forward progress being stopped. But it was a pass to Kyle Hamilton for about 7 yards for Jasmine.
Yeah, the first time we've seen Hamilton get the ball tonight, but again, under a minute now. But the Hurricanes do have two timeouts left.
And Hurricanes looking at second and actually about five. They're trying the right side. Man's being driven out of bounds. And not a huge gain there. Maybe a couple for number 25.
Correct.
It is going to be third down and about 3 yards coming up for Hartford. They're going to take a timeout on the field. 41 seconds left to go in the first half. Middlebury Tigers leading 21-7.
And Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK brought to you in part this season by LaBerge Insurance Agency Incorporated for all your insurance needs on Washington Street in Middlebury. Autumn Gold Jewelry featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Autumn Gold Jewelry on Main Street in downtown Middlebury and at autumngoldjewelry.com. The National Bank of Middlebury with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Vergennes, Brandon, Hinesburg, and at nbvt.com. One Credit Union, your locally sourced credit union on Green Street in Vergennes, and Lathrop Forest Products with over 64 years of experience in the forests of Vermont. They've got the skills and the capability to consistently harvest timber.
Very important moment coming up for the Middlebury Tiger defense. 41 seconds left on the clock in the first half. Middlebury leading 21-7. However, Hartford looking at a third and two from the Middlebury 12. It's Jasmine under center. He's got a man in motion. He's going to hand it to that man in motion. Porter's tried the left side. Gets swallowed up. Excellent pursuit there by a Middlebury Tiger lineman. We'll get that number here in a second. But really, really excellent pursuit to bring him down for about no gain.
I believe that was Spencer Catterett.
Nice job there.
A loss on the play back to the 15.
Oh, they're going to say it's a loss of three up above there. So fourth and five. Hartford's taking its last time out of the half here, trying to figure out what to do. Really, for the Tigers, what a fantastic first half of defense.
What a marked difference from last week to this week. But again, we talked about changes, and boy, whatever Coach Dennis Smith did this week, the Tigers certainly, they got the message.
They certainly did. And they are really playing well. They're playing well offensively, opening nice holes. We said that they had to win some, you know, some contact, some point of attack stuff so that they could, you know, not get dominated by the size of the Hartford Hurricanes. Right now, they're really putting a hurt on the Hurricanes both ways here. Hurricanes are not able to open up huge holes. And the other way, it's the Tigers, not necessarily always opening up huge holes, but just big enough that these speedy skill players can get into them. We'll see what happens here, though. It is fourth and five from the 15 for Hartford, trailing 21-7 to the Middlebury Tigers with 25 seconds left to go in the first half. Jasmine's under center. He's going to roll right, looking downfield. He doesn't have many options, so he has one right there. Man gets stacked up at the 10. Tackle at the 10. That should be a first down. We'll see what happens here. Although, actually, a lineman's saying it's at the 11. That's a really interesting spot from Hartford's perspective, but good from the Tigers' perspective. They're saying it's a Tiger ball. They didn't give him the forward progress. If I was Hartford, I'd be mad. But if I was Middlebury, I'd be loving it. First and 10 for the Middlebury Tigers. 15 seconds left to go in the half. One has to expect that they are just going to deal it.
Absolutely. And a huge stop there for the Middlebury defense.
Left to go in the first half. And the Tigers are going to take a knee. And it's the Middlebury Tigers leading at halftime over Hartford in game two of the regular season. Tigers 21, Hartford 7. We'll be back with halftime on 92.1 WBTK.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiree on Exchange Street in Middlebury. There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest mattresses. Hubbard's and Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs, and Telescope casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
We're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Fort Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the field for more Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, what a difference a week makes. Last week, the Middlebury Tigers, although they did have a good first half, to be fair, they did put up 28 points on the Colchester Lakers, sometimes looked like they weren't sure whether they could win battles at the point of attack. Tonight, against a larger Hartford offensive and defensive line, Tigers right now are winning those battles and sit atop the score 21-7 at halftime.
Yeah, again, in two games, the Tigers so far have scored 49 points, which is a pretty good amount of points, but defensively, they've played much better this game. So, again, I think the coaching staff has got to be much more pleased than they were at halftime last week, or at the end of the game, for that matter.
Yeah, they've really been doing a nice job. Now, to be fair, there has been some bright spots for Hartford. They do have 76 yards rushing from the tailback, number 25, Zachary Breck. But other than that, really not many big plays at all, aside a long 31-yard run by Breck. There's been really only one other play that was over 10 yards. Tigers have really been able to hold the Hartford Hurricanes back. Remember, they had 500 yards of offense last week. Nothing remotely close to that here in this first half.
Well, you know, you're exactly right, Bjarke. Again, we were talking to the broadcaster for the Hurricanes a couple of minutes ago, and he said that they kind of played this way last week as well.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see. You know, you talked about earlier, to what degree was the initial part of the game Hartford being overconfident? I think one thing the Tigers are going to have to do is make sure, a young team, I think right now Coach Smith is going to have to talk them all kind of down and say, hey guys, don't get overly excited. Really come out and play like it's a 0-0 tie, and you'll come out better in the end.
Well, again, a learning moment. Again, this is one of the things those players are going to have to learn, and you're hoping those seniors, even the ones that haven't had prominent roles in the past, hopefully they are over there on the sidelines. You know, Coach Dennis Smith has done this before. Don't let up. You're playing very, very well. You've played a good two quarters, but you've only played two quarters. There's still two more to go, and Hartford, as we've seen, can really put some points up on the board. And so Hartford had a very sloppy first half. There was a number of fumbles. They didn't look good getting their line set up. And the Middlebury offensive line, what a first half they had.
Yeah, and really particularly the right side of that offensive line doing a great job of opening up holes. And good work by the running backs out there. They're setting them up often in a spread with one fullback and then two wide receivers on either side. And they're doing a good job of setting a corner and enabling Gettleman to get to the outside, enabling Bryant to run to the outside. And really, as you say, marked difference compared to last week. Well, we're going to step aside, but we'll be back with more Halftime Show. You're listening as the Tigers are leading the Hartford Hurricanes by a score of 21-7 at halftime in week two of the regular season. It's Middlebury Tiger football at 92.1 WVTK.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Wow, summer sure went by fast.
Yep, now it's time to get that car checked out for winter.
The best way is our custom winter service, 30-point check that includes mounting your snows.
And don't forget to fluid film it before old man winter eats your car.
No kidding. And if anyone mentions this ad, I'll give you $20 off through September.
And we still have 24-hour towing in case you forget to check out your vehicle.
We also can do your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke. Mike's Auto. Elm Street, Middlebury.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Archery season is fast approaching, so make sure you drop into the shop and make sure your bow is tuned up and dialed in opening day on October 6th. We have great deals on crossbows and compound bows and a variety of arrows. We can check your draw length and bowstring to make sure you're ready for the range. And don't forget to check out our brand new website, vtfieldsports.com. Remember, always hunt safe and hunt smart. Thanks and have a great day.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Middlebury Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And it's getting dark out there as the lights are shining down on Doc Hollett's Field in Middlebury. Just had a wonderful chat with Andy Kirkcaldy of the Addison Independent. Of course, pick up the copy of the Indy this week and get all the information from Andy and all the rest. All right. So, beautiful night here, Bruce. It's starting to get dark. Kids are down in the end zone playing football. It always kind of cracks me up how many kids come to the game just to hang out because they're missing a heck of a game right now. Right now, Middlebury got on the board first with 2:45 left to go in the first quarter. Tim Gettleman scored on a 3-yard run. Gettleman's kick after was good. The score at that point was 7-0. In the second, with 7:58 left to go, in the second quarter, it was a 33-yard C.J. Bryant run that put the Tigers up 14-0 after the Gettleman kick. Hartford, however, answered with 4:20 total left to go in the half. It was Burek, the running speedy running back, with a 5-yard run. Peach kicked good. At that point, it was 14-7. But the Tigers made it 21-7 with 2:04 left to go in the first half. Tim Gettleman got his second rushing touchdown of the game, his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. Gettleman kick was good. At that point, it was 21-7. But, Bruce, I have to say, I feel like it was really the plays right at the end of the half that probably were the most important for the Middlebury Tigers.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Bjarke. I mean, one of the things that the Tigers have done a lot differently this year, this game, as opposed to last week, they've bent a couple times, but they did not break. They only have given up 7 points to a team that scored, you know, ran up 500 yards last week. I mean, they look really good, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in the second half. A couple of things. It's cooler, so I don't think you're going to have any of the cramping that we saw last week. But again, it'll be interesting to see. And again, talking to Andy Kirkcaldy a couple of minutes ago, he thought the same thing that we did. Near the end of the first half, it seemed like Hartford was able to move around some of the Middlebury offensive line. We'll see if the Tigers are tiring a little bit because they do have some pretty big players up front. We'll have to see how that plays out.
Yeah, and that's, you know, always an interesting philosophy. That's certainly one the Tigers have used over the years, is just kind of keep punching in the mouth and have faith. I think what's interesting for Hartford, even if they start moving the Tigers, you know, even if that offensive line starts really asserting themselves and pounding, will the Tigers just be able to keep moving into Hartford? Will that matter? We'll end up seeing. We're actually going to step aside really quick. Halftime's flying by, Bruce. We're going to step aside quickly, and we'll be back with a few more thoughts, and then the opening kickoff on 92.1 WVTK.
Here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two-for-one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And we're counting down here to the second half kickoff on 92.1 WVTK. Game two of the regular season. It featured the Tigers coming in 0-1, having lost to the Colchester Lakers, and the Hartford Hurricanes coming in 1-0, having beaten the vaunted state champion St. Johnsbury Hilltoppers in St. Johnsbury. And yet they have managed to flip the script so far this game, Bruce. The Middlebury Tigers on top, 21-7.
You know, in speaking with the broadcaster for the Hurricanes, you know, he mentioned that they were sloppy last week in the first half. Hopefully their coaches made an adjustment too, because that is not a good trend to get into, playing sloppy in the first half and thinking you can just turn it on, because as we've seen in this game, I think Middlebury's going to have something to say about that.
Well, it's going to be Hartford with the first chance to have something to say, because they're going to have the kickoff and the ball first as we start the second half. And here we go. They are going to kick it down. Returner picking it up at the 15. Coming back to the 20. Tries to reverse field, but excellent job by the Tigers coming down and taking him down at the 20. And Tiger Tyler Buxton on that tackle. Hartford's going to take over first and 10 at their 20-yard line.
You know, one of the things, too, that the Tigers have done very well tonight on special teams, when they've kicked the ball, the Tigers have been in the grill of the Hurricanes returners almost immediately. A great job by the Tigers getting down there quickly and keeping the field position from being better than it is.
Well, one of the advantages the Tigers have, it may not be size, but it is speed, and they are utilizing that tonight. But it's Hartford right now. They have their quarterback under center. They've got a running back taking it up the middle, plowing forward, making people miss, shedding tackles. He's going to get about a solid 8-yard gain on that run. Is number 25, Zachary Burek.
Burek running slightly right there. And again, it'll be interesting to see if the Hurricanes decide to just run it up the gut for a little bit and get something going here. You know, they're only down two scores.
They are, and right now they need to not even worry about that. They're going to need to try to put themselves, their stamp on this game. The Tigers going to want to stay tough. Right now there's all sorts of people in the backfield for Hartford. And it is Jasmine handing up the middle of the fullback. He's going to pick up the first down, just past the first down marker. That is going to be about a 3-yard gain for Reese Thompson.
And considering how sloppy they were in the first half, I think it would say a lot about how the Hurricanes adjust if they're able to get some points on this opening drive. And as you mentioned, kind of put their stamp on the second half of this game, because still a lot of time left.
Even more important, points may just be moving the ball a little bit right now. They have not had huge plays. One 31-yard run, one 16-yard run, but other than that, not much in that first half for long plays. See what they do here. Jasmine is under center. He has three running backs, several tight ends. And he's got, they're going to try the middle again, and they're going to get a hole again, and they have a man springing open at the 40, across to the 47. A big, big gain there for Burek. He went from the 31 up to about the 46. So that's going to be a 16-yard gain.
Sorry, Bjarke. Tim Gettleman doing a nice job bringing Burek down. Actually took his shoe off.
But you know what I say? When you have the safeties that you're calling their names on those tackles, that's not what you want. Right now, Hartford coming out, getting a little bit of ahead of speed. Steve, every single play has been between the tackles. I would expect some sort of counter here on one of these play calls. It's a first and 10 from their own 46 for Hartford. As man in motion behind Jasmine, there's a flag coming out. I think this is going to be a legal procedure motion on Hartford. And they're going to be taking a step back, I believe, here. And sure enough, they know it. They start walking backwards already. So Hartford, even though good things were happening, have shot themselves in the foot. The Tigers get a chance to breathe a little easier right now.
Yeah, 10-19 left to play third quarter, 21-7 Middlebury. Bjarke, one of the things that we have not seen a lot in this game, which we did see a lot of last week, penalties.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny, as much as we've been calling it a somewhat sloppy game, and in terms of ball possession, it actually has been sloppy for the actual, you know, penalties, kind of mental mistakes. Both teams have been pretty clean. So that's kind of an interesting change because, yeah, last week was clearly one of those first week, like, people just jumping and doing everything. There was a pretty bad movement penalty against Peach earlier in the half, or last half, for the Hartford Hurricanes. Hartford looking at a second and 11 from their own 46. 10 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Tigers leading 21-7. Jasmine under center. He's got a man in motion behind. He's got a man coming to the middle. And a nice hole opened up. Oh, big hole on the left side. Pop it out to the center. To the 45. To the 40. To the 35. To the 30. To the 25. We'll see where the official marks it out. But it was Porter. Started at the 45.
Down around the 20.
He got driven out at the 20-yard line. So that was a 35-yard run for Nick Porter, a talented player for Hartford who's been quiet so far tonight. He just reared his head. He also had a 31-yarder earlier.
Yeah, the senior running back running left there. And you know, it was funny, at the end of the last half, you had said that he had kind of gotten quiet near the end of the first half. Well, looks like he might be back.
He's awake now, and it's first and 10 for the 20 from the Hartford Hurricanes. Jasmine under center. He's rolling back with it. He's going to go to Burek up the middle. Burek trips over a man. He's still going to get forward for about 5 yards, maybe four. It's going to be second at about five, coming right up for the Hurricanes at about the 15.
Ball spotted on the 17.
Oh, it sounds like they're going to give it to 16.
It's going to be second and six.
So second and six coming up for the Hartford Hurricanes.
Yeah, Burek with 4 yards on that left run.
Burek's been active all night. He's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 carries. I know it's fun to listen to me count at home. All right, Jasmine under center. One wide receiver off to the right. Running backs in the I formation. Jasmine's going to keep it on himself. And it is a sack coming up for Ian Plouffe. Excellent job there by Plouffe. Driving him back for a major loss.
Boy, Plouffe had penetration there almost immediately right in the Hurricanes' backfield.
Third and 15.
Sending the quarterback to the ground. A loss of 9 there.
Loss of 9. A big play there. And now it is going to be third and 15 from the 25. Very nice work there by Ian Plouffe, who has put his stamp on games in a variety of ways so far this season. Remember, he started last week's game with an 88-yard kickoff return. And it is Jasmine now in the shotgun. Two wide receivers off to the right, a tight end, and one running back in the backfield. He's looking right. He's taking his time. The ball is stripped. The ball's on the ground. Tigers have fallen all over. Jasmine able to grab it. Who was that? It was C.J. Bryant with the strip sack there. And although the Hurricanes got the ball, it's going to be fourth and very long coming up for the Hurricanes.
Middlebury again getting amazing penetration there, stripping the ball. And, you know, we thought for a little bit during the halftime show, Bjarke, that the Tigers' line would wear down. And right now, it looks like the Tigers are the ones with the extra energy.
Well, yeah, and right now it sure seems as if Hartford can't run. There's not much they can do. The passing game certainly isn't working. It's going to be a punt here from the 33 of Hartford. And it is going to kind of squib punt it out of bounds, or is it's going to go out of bounds at the 20, and that's where the Tigers are going to take over, leading by two touchdowns, looking to see if they can get ahead by three touchdowns.
7:30 left to play, third quarter, 21-7. Middlebury leading Hartford, a change on possessions here. The Tigers going to take over, first and 10 from the 19.
I would expect to see the Tigers go run heavy in this possession. They can wear some clock right now, I think. Let's see what happens. It is Gettleman under center. He's got Bryant in the backfield. He's got two receivers to the left, two receivers to the right. One of those, Buxton, goes into motion and becomes a running back. Ah, throw it out. Gettleman throws it out to a wide-open man, but just wasn't able to connect. He was looking for Zachary Dunn, and just a little off. Gettleman's been off pretty much when he's thrown tonight.
And Dunn, if he could have gotten his hands on that, although it was overthrown, he was gone.
So right now, there are two completions for 5 attempts for Gettleman with one interception. And right now, the Tigers are coming back to the line of scrimmage. 2nd and 10 from their own 19. 7:24 left to go in the third, leading 21-7. It is Buxton in motion, but it's going to be a handoff up the middle to Bryant. He goes through. Oh, it's going to be a horse collar. Will they call a horse collar? The crowd wants it. Oh, the official got talked into it. The official got talked into it by the crowd. And after he had an excellent explosive run up the middle for about 13 yards, he was a very clear horse collar tackle. Tigers are going to get more yards on that one.
Yeah, it certainly is. And that flag came in late.
Yeah, it did. It was, the crowd reacted. The Tigers reacted. Really interesting call there by the officials. It was absolutely the correct call. There can be no question about that. Even so, from a fan's perspective, when a flag is that late, you kind of wonder about what the official was thinking. Got a little talked into it. I don't know. Either way, a 15-yard penalty. The Tigers will take it. They're going to set up with a first and 10 at the 46-yard, their own 46-yard line.
And quite honestly, for the Hurricanes, probably the last thing they needed right now.
Well, to be fair, without that horse collar tackle, it might have been C.J. Bryant for about 70 yards.
Or more.
Or more. Gettleman under center. Two receivers to the right, two to the left, one in the backfield. Man comes over, becomes one. Gettleman's going to keep it himself. He's coming across. He does a nice job evading a person. Slips out, going across the 50, going down to the 48. However, a hanky is down in the backfield. I think it's going to be hold on an offensive Tiger, but we will see. Sure enough, holding on Tigers offense, that's going to be walking back. I thought the hold actually happened very early in that run. I'm not sure whether they called the one I saw, because that, again, was a very delayed flag if it was the one that I thought I saw at the beginning of that call.
Yeah, that one did come out late as well, but that'll come back. That'll bring that back. Kind of a break for the Hurricanes there.
10 yards from the spot of the foul.
10-yard penalty.
Put the ball back on the 30.
So 6:53 left to play third quarter, 21-7 Middlebury. The ball getting moved back to the 30. That is 10 yards from the spot of the foul.
Oh, that was tough, though, because now it's going to be first and 25 for the Middlebury Tigers. Gettleman under center with a running back behind and three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Gettleman has it. He's going to keep it himself that right side. Unfortunately, it seems Gettleman, who usually has a chance of options, right now seems to be deciding to just put his head down. That time he just ran into two people for no real gain.
Brings up a second and long for Middlebury.
And second and long coming up. 25 yards to go for the first down from the 32 of the Middlebury Tigers. Tigers with 6 minutes left to go in the third quarter, leading 21-7. Gettleman rolls back. He looks downfield. And a man gets his hand on it. It was a linebacker in the middle of the field, knocked it down. That was Chris Phelps, the junior linebacker. Gettleman. Just a little flat on that pass.
Yeah, the Tigers lucky that that one was not picked off. If they would have picked that off, the Hurricanes would have had great field position.
Third and 25 coming up for these Tigers from their own 32. Gettleman under center, two to the right, two to the left. Bryant's in the backfield. He's got Buxton in motion from the left to the right. He hands it to Bryant. Bryant gets through the line, but he only gains about a yard. It's going to be fourth and very long for Middlebury. They are going to have to punt this away.
And from the Hartford perspective, the good news is they may get this ball back in pretty good position here.
Yeah, and as much as the Tigers really are, you'd have to say, dominating this game in a lot of ways, they haven't been able to put together all of their opportunities. Right now for Hartford, you have to think if you can get this ball back and make something happen, you're right back in this game. Tigers have been playing fantastic defense all this game. They're going to need to keep it up right now. They are going to have Cameron standing at about the 18-yard line, ready to punt it away. It is Porter for the Hurricanes, standing at about the 38. Porter's driven back. He's going to call for a fair catch. It's going to take a nice Tiger bounce and roll down to about the 22-yard line. And that's where Hartford's going to take over with 5:11 left to go in this third quarter. It is Middlebury leading Hartford 21-7. Right now, you have to think Hartford made good progressive gains in that last drive just by running it, by keeping it simple. When they got in trouble was when they started doing something creative and something cute. If you are the Hartford Hurricanes coach, I would think you have to say there's plenty of time left. Let's stick with what we do. If you're the Tigers, let's just stick with what you're doing. Right now, it's working. Jasmine has it. He's going to hand it back to the fullback up the middle. It's a huge hole for that fullback. He's going bombing up to the 40, to the 48. That was a 26-yard gain for Zurek.
A long gain brings the ball out to the 43-yard line.
All right, I guess they're going to make call it a 21-yard gain for Burek. He's having a nice night tonight. They're certainly going to him as kind of the bell cow back. But they're coming up to the line. Here comes Jasmine up to the line under center. He's got three running backs and one wide receiver. He's got it. They're going to hand it off to the left side. Man bouncing, stumbling. Excellent job by the Tiger defensive line, though. Porter stopped in the backfield for a loss of one.
Yeah, the Tigers line there doing a nice job keeping the Hurricanes from getting anything going there.
And right now it's going to be second and 11 for the Hartford Hurricanes. So far they've shown very little big play ability tonight against these Tigers. Right now the Tigers have shown the ability to stop those big plays. What's going to happen here? Second and 10. Second and really 11 from the 43. And it's going to be Burek again, trying that left side, but he's going to get space and absolutely explodes. He's going to get driven out of bounds after a first down run. That was a gain of about 13. It's going to be first and 10 from about the 44 and a half of the Tigers.
On that play, Burek using his speed to run left right along the sideline and getting the first down. 4:02 left to play, third quarter, 21-7 Middlebury.
Tigers looking to work against the cramping here. They are substituting liberally, although they have a man having to get back out there. That's going to be Tariq Cannell getting back on the field. Hopefully he's in place before Jasmine can hike it. He did get in place. And right now they go to Porter again with the same result as last time. Loss of 1 yard when Porter carries that ball to the left side. Excellent work by the right side on that Tiger defensive line. Spencer Catterett in there along with Josh Troutwine from the nose tackle position. And right now it has been an excellent job by the offensive defensive line doing work out there tonight for the Tigers. It is going to be second and 10 from the 44. Back to Burek. Burek plowing forward. Not much there. Great job by the Tigers. Maybe a gain of about one. It's going to be third and 10.
Bullock and Company on the stop.
Well, again, we talked at the start of this quarter about Hartford needing to get something going, and initially they did, but the last couple of minutes they have been in neutral here.
And right now with third and 10 for the Hartford Hurricanes, they have shown really no ability to pick up large chunks except for a few spot plays here and there. Are they going to go to the air this time? We'll see. They might. Jasmine is back in the shotgun with two receivers to the right, two running backs in the backfield. He's calling it out with a hard count, trying to see if he can get someone to move. Resetting, calling it out again. Here comes the snap. He's looking downfield. He's got a man open, but it's going to be well short of the first down if somebody can tackle him, which they will do. It's Burek fighting against five Tigers, working his way forward, but really only about a gain of 5 yards on that to Burek.
To his credit, though, Burek doing a nice job keeping those legs moving, picking up an extra yard or two.
Still, it's going to be fourth and five here for the Hartford Hurricanes. Are they going to choose to go for it? Doesn't look like they are. It looks like it is going to be Porter. It's going to be Porter with the punt. Let's see whether they fake it here. It'll be interesting to see. All right, Porter's waiting for it. Men are waiting at about the 10-yard line. Snap is up. Porter is going to go for it. He's going to turn the corner at the 40, 35. He's going to get down to about the 26. That is a converted fourth down.
Porter on a keeper.
And you know what, Bjarke, considering the way that things have gone for Hartford so far, that's a good decision there. I think you almost had to go for that there.
In a way, I would say it was very reminiscent of the first punt, fake punt that Colchester ran last week. It was kind of a point where you said, boy, Colchester almost had to do that. The Tigers were really kind of getting ahead of steam. Right? That's very similar to that play for Hartford. It's kind of like, boy, if we don't do something now, we might not ever. Big first down for Hartford. First and 10 from their own 25. And they're going to try the middle again. Excellent job as Burek was trying to run it up. And it was Thatcher Trudeau coming up and making that hit. No gain for the running back.
I think there may actually be a loss on that one.
And there was a loss of two. Good eyes, my friend. Good eyes. It is going to be second and 12. 1:17 left to go in the third quarter. It was 21-7 at halftime. It's still 21-7. There are some parallels between this game and last week. Neither team scored in the third quarter of last week's game. Neither team has scored in the third quarter tonight. Jasmine under center. He's got a whole raft of running backs and tight ends in with him. And they're going to try to hand up the middle. Guy goes to spin move one too many times. They're calling it dead. Don't drop him. Good decision by the Tigers. Blue and Plouffe and a few others going there. No gain on that run by number 46, Reese Thompson. It's going to be third and 11. Time's ticking down at the end of this quarter. About 40 seconds left. Hartford's probably got time for one more play.
Boy, you certainly get a sense, considering the way things have gone in this, not only in this quarter, but the game, it would really be in Hartford's best interest to get some points somehow on this drive.
It would be, and if Middlebury could come out of this one without any points, boy, they got to feel like in the fourth quarter they could just kind of slow down and play some classic Middlebury football. Jasmine comes quickly up to the line with two receivers to the left and two running backs in the backfield. Jasmine's going to look to pass. He's got a man open in the middle. Intercepted. Picked off. Man coming back. It's Buxton at the 20, at the 30, at the 35. Weaving to the 40, at the 50. He's got blockers. He's cutting back to the 40, to the 35. He's going to be brought back to the 33-yard line. What an interception by Tyler Buxton. What a play.
And we've mentioned Buxton's name a number of nights tonight, but this is probably the biggest play that he's made, possibly the biggest play of the game, an ill-advised pass.
Yeah, there were three Tigers around, to be fair. Buxton, I'm not sure exactly how far that distance was. I was too busy yelling. But it was 15. It was about a 55-yard return.
I mean, I was kind of surprised Jasmine threw that ball. There were three Tigers on the receiver there. Kind of an ill-advised pass.
We're going to step aside. We'll be back to the fourth quarter, 92-1 WVTK.
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at champlainvalleyproperty.com.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back. Tim Gettleman is taking the football, headed out to the right side from the 34, shedding people as he goes to the right side, being driven out at the 5-yard line. Excellent, excellent pickup there by Gettleman. 29-yard gain to start the fourth quarter. And right now the Tigers are in control.
Well, we're just getting started in the fourth quarter, but you certainly get a sense here that if the Tigers are able to punch one in, it is going to be a significant problem for the Hurricanes.
Absolutely. And the Tigers barely had the football in that second quarter, and it just, or the third quarter, and it just didn't matter. Tigers with an excellent play, that Buxton interception return at the end of the quarter. Setting up now with Gettleman's excellent run. Gettleman's going to keep it himself, trying that left side. He's got blockers over that left side, plowing forward. It is third touchdown of the night for Tim Gettleman from 5 yards out. Middlebury Tigers rolling.
And Gettleman running left there, getting a couple blocks, punching it in the end zone. 11:41 left to play in the game. 27-7. Wow.
Absolutely. Gettleman never did really, really nice work on that. First, he had the 29-yard run, following up with a 5-yard keeper himself. Now he's going to kick the extra point. Tim Gettleman was last week's Carrera Player of the Game. Certainly going to be somebody else this week. But, boy, he's putting his stamp on the game right now. And the snap is up. The kick is no good. It is 27-7. With about a quarter left to go, Tigers over the Hurricanes on 92.1 WVTK.
Your local Napa Auto Parts store, Court Street, Middlebury, has you covered with all the parts you'll ever need to get the job done right. Brad and the staff have parts for the car, the truck, the boat, and the 18-wheeler. Napa in Middlebury is fully stocked and they're open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, and weekends, 8 till noon. When it comes to trust, you can always trust Brad and the staff at your local Napa Auto Parts store, 13 Court Street in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, you know, sometimes things are just rolling for you. And the Middlebury Tigers, who had to feel tough about the season last week, absolutely must be on cloud nine. They are leading 27-7 with 11:41 left to go in the fourth quarter. And they are showing no signs of letting up here on the Hartford Hurricanes. They have just kicked away to the Hurricanes, however. Mann picks up the ball at the 15th. It's Porter looking for a head of steam. He's going to get driven out at about the 33-yard line. That's where Hartford's going to take over. But, boy, you have no quarters left. But often we say there's a lot of game left. When you're down by this much and you haven't moved the ball well, there isn't that much game left right now.
No, and you certainly know that the Tigers are not going to do anything to give the ball back to them quickly. You're going to see just a solid running game, running forward, just let that clock run out.
Yeah, it's time they have the chance for Hartford right now. Not a big strike team. They've got to strike somewhat quickly. That may cause them to do things that they're not as comfortable with, things that we haven't seen them be that good at.
Well, take some chances for sure.
They might have to. Right now, they don't look too set up to take some chances. They have Jasmine under center, three running backs, one man off to the right side as a running back. They're going to try the middle. Great job by the Tigers. Absolutely smothering people. That is number 81 for the Tigers.
That would be
Bodie Rubright with the tackle for the Tigers. No real gain there for Reese Thompson.
34 were second and 10.
Actually, it was loss of about one, maybe. Well, we'll call it about the same. Zero. And they come up to the line on the second and 10. It is Jasmine under center. He's got her tight ends and a running back in with him. They're going to pitch it out to that right side. It's going to be Porter trying that right side. Gets a nice hole up the middle. Plowing forward. Porter, it's going to be a gain of about eight. It's going to be third short coming up for these.
Buxton on the stop.
For these Hurricanes.
Boy, remember last week, Bjarke, how upset Tim Gettleman was at the end of that game. He has got nothing to be upset about tonight. What a comeback story. What a great game.
Absolutely. Doing extremely well so far in this process. Three rushing touchdowns.
So far.
Man. So far. Jasmine under center. He's got it. He's going to hand it off on that right side. Nice hole opened up. It's going to be first down for the Hartford Hurricanes. Boy, they really, these officials really let these guys come in and tackle. He was stacked up for a while before they blew that whistle. It's going to be a first down. That was a gain of about four on that run.
Cameron on the tackle.
For Burek. Cameron on the tackle.
First and 10 with the ball on the 47.
Hartford Hurricanes, how this game has flipped. You had to feel a few minutes ago that even though the game was looked a little out of hand, that Hartford could be right back in it. Right now, even though they are making plays, time's ticking off the clock. 10 minutes left to go. Tigers up 27-7. It is a first and 10 for Hartford from their own 47. Right now, they're trying the middle with Thompson. He's going to plow forward for a gain of about six. Still, though, six at a time isn't going to do it for the Hartford Hurricanes.
Especially considering you're down in 9 minutes and 45 seconds in the fourth quarter, trailing by 20.
Hartford's going to talk it over. They don't have a lot of time to talk it over, though, because time's ticking off. Tigers are substituting a little bit now. They just sent in Keegan Kane, a 5'6 sophomore, into the game. Looks like he's playing linebacker. And right now it's going to be a handoff up the middle to the tailback. He is going to pick up a first down. Nice gain there of about seven for Zachary Barrett.
Ball is going to be spotted on the 41, where it's going to be first and 10 for the Hurricanes.
9:15 left to play fourth quarter. 27-7, Middlebury leading the Hurricanes. First down there, first and 10 from the Tigers 41.
Mason Kaufman on that tackle for the Middlebury Tigers. As you said, first and 10. Here comes Jasmine up under center. He's got running backs behind him and one wide receiver to the left. He's going to look for that wide receiver. Then turn his head red to the right. He's got a little bit of space. He's going to go out of bounds. Mann diving in his legs. And he's staying down for a second. He is popping out. That was about a 3-yard gain. Nice job by Simon Fisher pursuing him on the far side of the field.
So again, going to give him two on that one. Second and eight from the 39.
That is actually on the stat sheet only his third technical carry of the game. Two runs for negative 1 yards. Because the earlier one had been negative four. It is going to be second and eight from the 39 of the Tigers. Jasmine has it. He's going to hand it to Burek on that right side. And immediately a Tiger comes up and grabs onto him. I believe that was Thatcher Trudeau with a nice tackle. No gain there on by Burek. It's going to be third and eight.
39 where it's going to be third.
Boy, Trudeau got in there quickly, didn't he?
Yeah, Thatcher Trudeau. You know what? I was talking to Tim Gettleman earlier this season before the first game about how the team looked, and we were talking about how a player had got, Cam Devlin had gone off to prep school, and he said Thatcher's stepping right into that role. And I have to say, he is. And Hartford's going to take a timeout right now, trailing by 20 points with 8:20 left to go in this quarter. If you're Hartford, Bruce, what are you going to have to do here?
Well, I think you're going to have to throw the ball. I mean, I don't really see how you're going to score 20 points or 21 points in 8 minutes. But I think maybe the coaching staff is trying to win the quarter. I'm not really sure, because if you're trying to win this game, you're not going to score three touchdowns with 8 minutes left.
Yeah, and it's really interesting with a team that, and I've seen this with Middlebury at times in the past, with a team that runs the ball well, doesn't throw it well, it doesn't have a kicking game, when everything's clicking, it looks great. And you feel like, wow, these guys are like the old Redskins with the Hogs, right? They're just running people over. And yet, when things don't go well, when you're just a running team, all of a sudden you look like a very limited, one-dimensional team. And right now, that's what Hartford looks like.
Well, again, it certainly does not look like a team that put up 500 yards last week.
Absolutely not. Or it calls into question the St. Johnsbury Hilltoppers. It is Jasmine under center. He's got three receivers to the left, one running back in the backfield. He's going to have it. He's going to hand it to that running back up the middle, who's going to make some nice work and plow forward close to the first down. It's Thompson with about a 7 or 8 yard run. Simon Fisher grabbed him. It'll be close to the first down. They may have to measure this. If you notice, they have not had to measure a single first down either of these games. I don't think they've ever brought out the chains.
I don't think so either.
Fourth and one.
And they're not going to this one. They're calling it fourth and one. That was a 7 yard gain by Thompson. Nice job by Fisher. And right now, obviously, Hartford has to go for it. One would expect a quarterback sneak here. Sure enough, it is Jasmine going for the quarterback sneak, picking up the first down. It's going to be first and 10 from the 30.
Goes up the center and gets to the 30. It'll be a first.
Jasmine picking up two on that quarterback sneak, first and 10 from the 30.
And right now, Tigers feeling good. Time is ticking away here. It's been all of 6 or so minutes since Hartford took over this ball. They only have 7.5 minutes left to go in the game. They're still trailing by 20 points. Tigers, you know, they could allow a touchdown here, still be feeling pretty good about their ability to burn clock. But there's a long way to go because it's still 30 yards from the end zone, first and 10. And the Tigers absolutely stacking up Urek as he comes through the line. Tigers are looking better and better and better with every succeeding play.
Yeah, they have certainly come to play tonight. And again, for as bad as they felt last week, boy, they got the message. 7 points so far. Wow.
Absolutely, absolutely. And really, you know, huge. After that first week, you have to feel like, boy, this is going to be such a tough schedule. This is going to be so hard. We just lost to Colchester. What are we going to feel? Coming out of tonight, you're just going to feel like, wow, we're right back in it. Who cares about that first loss? Great recovery here. And it's going to be Burek trying the middle again. Able to slash forward for a few yards, a few Tigers standing him up. Again, the officials wait about a minute and a half until they blow the whistle after forward contact is stopped. 2 yard gain by Burek, Buxton on the stop, but time keeps ticking.
If Middlebury goes to win this game, goes on to win the game by, you know, the score it is now, or even if they give up, I think this has got to be one of the stories in Vermont high school football this weekend.
Only one person in the Free Press's Fearless Football Forecast chose the Middlebury Tigers. About 20 people who picked the games. One person, that guy was from Brattleboro, I think, either Bennington or Brattleboro. So certainly think odds were against the Tigers in people's minds. The money line was against them. And right now, though, got to feel good. Flag out on the field as the Hartford Hurricanes set up. Might have been a guard that jumped a little early, or it was a defensive lineman. Let's see. It was encroachment against the Tigers, so it'll be a 5 yard penalty. It's going to be third and 2 coming up for the Hurricanes from the 22 yard line. Still 5:57 left to go in the game. Tigers are still leading by 20 points, 27-7.
So it'll be interesting to see what type of play that the Hurricanes run here.
Hurricanes, I don't think, have ever had more wide receivers than two. And when they've done that, they've put them in a stack on one side or the other. Even now, trailing by 20 with less than 6 to go, they have no actual wide receivers in the game. Completely discombobulated, looking at the sideline, they have to call a timeout.
You know, I don't pretend to consider myself an expert in high school football.
But that was not a good sign.
Well, that was not a good sign, but do you just get the sense, and maybe this is just me, that there does not seem to be a sense of urgency right now to get the ball in the end zone?
I don't think, I mean, I'll just be honest, maybe they've just decided this game is over and they don't want to reveal any of the... I haven't seen evidence of any plays that would get the ball in the end zone.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
But I'm not getting a sense that they might even have it.
Well,
they haven't tried it.
I mean, Middlebury has looked very, very good tonight.
They haven't ever really gone with multiple receivers. They haven't really tried to get in a position where the people are really getting out in space. They have a tendency to take those running backs and try to funnel them up the middle against the Tigers, which worked, which we thought was a good idea coming out into that second half where you figure the offensive line's going to try to wear people down. At this point, though, you're beyond wearing people down. You've got to score some points. Even now, as they're setting up right now, Peach out to the right side is the only receiver. And what is he, about 7 yards off the end of the line of scrimmage? And sure enough, they're going to run right up the middle, but the play's going to be blown dead as there was movement, I think, against Hartford. This is a mess.
Break the ball carrier.
And
flag on the field.
We'll see what happens here. Right now, 5:28 left to go in this quarter. Tigers up 27-7. Everything's kind of come to a halt because Hartford's self-destructing before our eyes.
Well, for the Hurricanes, they're going to have an interesting week of practice, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yep, adjustments. And certainly, you know, that's going to be important for them to pay attention. Next week, they are going to be home against the Rice Green Knights. So we'll see what happens there. And it's Jasmine coming under center. He now has a whopping 2 wide receivers, 1 to the left, 1 to the right, 2 running backs in the backfield. He's going to keep it himself. He's going to look downfield. He's going to throw it to one of those receivers. It's Peach. Peach is going to be in for a 27-yard touchdown as he ran a slant in the middle of the field. That looks good, but will it be too little, too late for the Hartford Hurricanes?
And again, Jasmine rolled to his left a little bit, threw across his body, actually, and got it to Peach in the end zone. I believe that was a 27-yard touchdown pass.
I believe it was. They got rid of it pretty quickly on the board, but
yeah,
I believe it was 27 yards.
So 5:08 left to play in the fourth quarter. Right now, 27-13 Middlebury.
And looks like they are going to go for a extra point, not a 2-point conversion. That took a little really long time. Remember, Hartford took it over with about 11:41 left to go in the quarter. The kick is up for Peach. The kick is good. It's 27-14 on 92.1 WVTK.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, fire, ready. Hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his 2 arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1. WVTK.
And the Hartford Hurricanes have gotten on the board again with 5:08 left to go in the fourth quarter, but still it's 27-14 Tigers. Tigers have to feel good about where they are. They know that Hartford's not going to kick it away probably too far, because although the Tigers normally have 2 people back to receive the kickoff, right now only Simon Fisher is standing alone at the 20. Will this be an onside kick? I don't think so yet. Yes, it will be. They're going to try for it, and it did not work.
Onside kick. Middlebury gets the ball.
Did not work. Middlebury's going to take over at the 47 or so yard line. It was Tristan Cannell with that. I'm sorry. Tristan Cannell picking up that football.
Cannell doing a nice job pouncing on it, making sure there was no chance anybody takes it from him. And so now the Tigers take over on their own 48. First and 10, and boy, you can expect a lot of running plays here.
You can. The Tigers are out in their spread with just, actually, they have Buxton moving, so there's 2 running backs in the backfield, although he sets over as a left wide receiver. It's going to be Gettleman keeping it himself. getting tripped up behind the line of scrimmage. That's going to be a loss of three on the run. It was Thompson on the tackle. But still, that is not the most hazardous play for the Tigers because the clock keeps ticking. 4:48 left to go. 4:47, 4:46, ominously ticking away for the Hartford Hurricanes. Tigers leading 27-14.
And Hartford only with one timeout.
Yeah, absolutely. They lost those timeouts, not because of anything productive, but because on the last drive they were so discombobulated. And it is Gettleman under center with a slew of tight ends and receivers. Fisher's coming in motion. Yep, I thought so. Fisher didn't quite get set before Gettleman turned and handed it off. That's going to be a procedure penalty against the Tigers.
On that previous play, Bjarke, the Tigers lost three, making it a 2nd and 13, but that'll certainly be adjusted here.
Yep. This should be a 5-yard penalty. It is. Tigers are going to be set up. It's going to be 2nd and about 17 coming up. Again, though, for the Tigers, that's not really the end of the world. Of course, Coach Smith would like everything to be clean, but still, for right now, 4:19 on the clock, it has been eons. I mean, yes, Hartford scored, but they appear to be able to score once every about 9 minutes of gameplay or so.
Sunday morning, 8 a.m., right, Lenny? 8 a.m.
Gettleman coming up under center. They have heavy, heavy line on the left side with two tight ends. Gettleman under center. Bucks it in motion from the right to the left. Gettleman turns, flips it out to Bryant. Bryant pops through a hole, gets back, gets a little past the line of scrimmage, though. It looked good, but it was only a gain of about two. Slow developing play, but still, for the Tigers, that doesn't totally matter.
It doesn't. The only problem for Hartford here is they've got them down into, I think this is going to be 3rd and 15, but even if you get the ball back, you're not really going to have a lot of time. You've got no. And Hartford just took their final time out of the game.
Ball is on the 43.
Yeah, so for Hartford, right, you have to force this. You have to get the punt away. You have to get that punt back. And if it came to that, right, because it's 3rd and 15, the Tigers could pick this up. If they don't, in Hartford's best situation, they get the punt back, but it's still looking at about 3 minutes to go on the clock, trailing by 13 points. So for right now, Tigers want to play it well. The good news is Dennis Smith at the helm. They've been in situations like this many, many times.
Yeah. So, I mean, for Hartford, they would have to score and then hope for an onside kick. And that hasn't worked so far tonight. So we'll see. But 3:36 left to play, fourth quarter. The Tigers leading the Hurricanes 27-14. 3rd and 15 on the 43.
And they're coming out. Dennis is done talking to his guys. He's coming off the field here. They're rolling out. They are on the left side hash mark, as you say. 3rd and a long way to go. 3rd and 15 from their own 43. Look to gain some yardage here. Three running backs behind. Fisher in motion from left to the right. Gettleman's going to keep it himself, trying to turn that corner. Lots of running back blockers. Lots of pursuers on the part of the Hurricanes. Coach Smith is asking for a horse tackle, and we've got cramping on the part of the Hurricane. Dennis Smith is helping the Hurricane try to help himself out. Good sportsmanship by the coach. He's trying to help him out right now. Excellent sportsmanship by Coach Dennis Smith. It's not often you have the other head coach pulling out, you're helping your leg with the cramp on the sideline here.
Boy, and that is one of the most painful types of cramps you can have, like hamstring, calf. Boy.
Absolutely. Give the player some water. Get that player a banana for sure. But back to setting up the game here. It's going to be 4th and 10 for the Tigers from their own 47. One would expect a punt with 3:16 left to go in this fourth quarter. It's an injury timeout on the field, although the injury is a mild one. It is a cramp that they are currently trying to rub out.
And Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK. It's brought to you in part by Foster Motors, home of the We Care People, on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Woodware, offering the finest furniture, housewares, and accessories on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, and if you're looking for a new home, visit champlainvalleyproperty.com. And Mike's Auto and Towing for all your car care needs and a whole lot more. See them online at mikesautomid.com. That's mikesautomid.com.
And right now, the Tigers looking over. We can expect a punt here. It is 4th and 10 from their own 48. After that injury timeout, though, the clock resumes. Now it's 3:10, 3:09. Clock is rolling. Tigers leading by a score of 27-14, just hoping to ice this thing away. They are going to have to give it over to Hartford. One more time. Looks like Tigers are actually going to let it run down to the end of the play clock and then call a timeout. Or they may even take a delay. We'll see here. Yep. Timeout called by Middlebury. Right now, there isn't really much to talk about, though. The only reason you call that timeout is so that you don't lose any yardage for that punt.
Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK. Brought to you in part by Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon. For all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport. And in Brandon, Vermont Field Sports for all your sport and hunting needs. And a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury, with a drop-off location in Vergennes. And J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363.
New and used guns. That's what they call Bruce Siemens biceps, folks. All right.
Love that.
Tigers are ready to punt it away here. And we have Wyatt Cameron standing at the 35. One man waiting back. It's Porter at the 25. And it's a good punt there. I think Porter's going to take it at the 22. And as you talked about, excellent coverage all night. Bryant was right there when he caught it. No opportunity for Porter to return that ball.
Yeah, the Tigers punting at a booming kick.
Bryant comes up a little gingerly. One problem with such a light guy playing the speed and, you know, physicality he does. Chance to get nicked up a little bit here, but he'll be a little sore tomorrow, but he looks all right out there.
The soreness is always not as bad when you win.
Absolutely, and win in such a fashion. 2:39 left to go. Hartford's going to have to try to for quick strikes. You can tell they want a quick strike because they have one wide receiver out wide. All right, a running quarterback under center is Jasmine. He's got three running backs. He's got one wide receiver. That's Peach off to his right side. He moves the running back in motion. He's going to roll back. He's going to look downfield. Peach is double covered. Peach is single covered now. If he throws it, he gets hit from behind. Ball pops out. They're going to say it was a fumble. It looked like a little bit of a tuck rule situation kind of thing there. But the ball is going to go to the Tigers.
Interception, a fumble, and interception.
Fumble.
Plus the refs are going to have a conference here. Hold everything.
Well, I thought was the ball was moving, the hand was moving forward. I think that's going to be a pass incomplete, but we're going to see what happens.
Well, the Tigers were certainly chasing Jasmine all around, and he had a long time to get rid of that, and he really didn't have an open receiver.
Yeah, it was a pass incomplete. I understand the call.
That's the right call.
I think it was the right call.
Hurricanes will retain the ball. It's going to be 2nd and 10 from the 25.
Thus proving fans are greedy. The Middlebury Tiger fans, leading by 13 points with 2:25 left to go, are furious with the officials. Now, the one thing the fans might be saying is that when the defender came up behind the quarterback, that possibly it was driving into the arm that made the ball move forward. It went forward a good 7 yards at least after the contact. Jasmine's under center. He's got it. He's going to look downfield. He's getting pursued again by Tigers. He's going to chuck it up, a little bit of a prayer, and it is going to be Tyler Buxton with his 2nd interception of the game, this one on the 47-yard line.
Tyler Buxton comes up in the air.
Buxton going up high there to bring that one down. 2:17 left to play fourth quarter, and that, barring a miracle, should be the icing on the cake for the Tigers.
And right now with that 2:17 left to go, expect a lot of, in fact, with no timeouts for the Hartford Hurricanes. Let me do some math here. Yeah, you can expect some running up the middle right now for the Tigers a little bit. They have Ian Plouffe in the game for the Tigers. They still have CJ in the backfield, and they have Buxton in the backfield as well. It is Gettleman under center. He calls for it. He's going to hand it off to Plouffe, who tries the middle. Nice job. Busted through a hole. It's going to be about a 10-yard gain for Plouffe. He's excited to get his first carry of the night. It's going to be 1st and 10, I believe, for the Tigers.
Now,
they're going to call a 2nd and 1. Okay, we'll give him 9 yards. We're going to give Plouffe. An underutilized player offensively so far this year, but partially because some other runners have been doing a nice job. Yeah, And right now it is Gettleman under center with his three receivers. They're under a minute and a half now to go.
Buxton on the keeper gets up over the 40. It's
Gettleman on the keeper.
First down for Middlebury. First and 10 with the ball on the 38.
Gettleman gained about 3 yards on that carry. And right now it's ticking away. Minute 30, minute 29, minute 28. Tigers still leading by 13 points, and they are just milking the clock. And 10 seconds, 9, 8 left on the play clock here. Will they? Looks like they're going to take a victory formation kneel here. And sure enough, they do. Middlebury takes a knee with 107. They're only going to have to do that a couple times. That's going to be second 11. That does hurt Gettleman's running average, though. That's negative 1 yards on that carry. Not that it matters. Tigers, boy, what a night for the Middlebury Tigers. Even if you expected a really good game, I don't think you expected them to hold Hartford to 14 points.
You certainly didn't, and I'll tell you what, this has got to be one of the big stories in high school football this weekend.
Absolutely.
What a game for Middlebury.
Again, gentlemen,
and really, the entire team, a really fantastic game.
Third down.
Fantastic game from the offensive line, from the defensive play, both of the defensive line, the linebackers. Buxton making two interceptions. Offensively, nice runs by Bryant for touchdown. So three touchdown third runs down by Gettleman. Just a really strong night all around for the Middlebury Tigers. And that'll do it. The Middlebury Tigers win 27-14. We'll be back with all the post-game and the J.P. Carrera player of the game. A 92-1.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two for one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Hey, Shane, I think we should have been electricians.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because we sure fix a lot of lights.
Yeah, like your check engine light, airbag, ABS, TPMS, and maintenance lights.
Yeah, and don't forget headlights, brake lights, taillights, dome lights, and dash lights.
Oh, and that's not all. We can pretty much fix anything that's screwed or glued to your car.
So if your car shakes, rattles, bucks, spits, or just plain has a hissy fit, bring it on in.
Oh, and don't forget about your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Mike's Auto, Elm Street, Middlebury.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
No one likes being on the sidelines, but if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury, or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiree on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Fort Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
This is going to be player of the game tonight.
Well, welcome back to Doc Collins Field on the campus of Middlebury Union High School here in Middlebury, where the Middlebury Union High School Tigers have beaten the Hartford Hurricanes 27-14 in one of the best games we have seen in some time. And if you follow the Tigers, last week after they dropped the season opener to the Colchester Lakers by a score of 34-28, we talked about this, about some questions that you might have, about some things that the team needed to improve on, what they needed to do. Again, they gave up 34 points last week, and one of the things that we talked about was the Tigers having to adjust. Well, they did that and a whole lot more, putting on a display this evening here in Middlebury as the Tigers have beaten the Hartford Hurricanes, a team that they have traditionally had trouble with. They win tonight 27-14, and Bjarke is back after getting our player of the game, Tyler Buxton. And Bjarke, what a big win for Middlebury.
Oh, absolutely it was. I mean, really a remarkable game. And we're joined here by our J.P. Carrera player of the game, Tyler Buxton. And Tyler, you had a fantastic game. To be honest, though, it was a tough one to choose a player of the game. Mm-hmm. Really, really quality play from a lot of people. The offensive line did a fantastic job. Defensive line did a great job. Crazy kind of week-to-week swing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the difference tonight?
Well, after last game, we just knew we had to do something, and I don't know, we just stuck our heads in the dirt, and we got to work straight away. A lot of yelling from coach, obviously. we all just dug in and just started to do our jobs and really showed out here tonight.
So you had two interceptions, right? But you also just played really well in a lot of varieties of the game. And it's funny because early on, before the game started, I said one of the keys to the game, I thought they probably need to get you more involved a little more offensively. Mm-hmm. Not a ton of touches tonight, mm-hmm. but that didn't matter. How do you find a way, a player who does a lot of different things, how do you find a way to have an impact even when your number isn't necessarily getting called on offense?
I just pick up my teammates, I guess, whenever they're down, and I just go out there and play football, just play my game. I don't try to do too much, just do what I can.
Keep it within everything that you're doing, right, as you go along. And so let's point out a couple other people tonight. Who do you think has stepped up and had really good games tonight?
Oh, Tim had a great game, I believe. Tim had a great game. He completed some passes. He ran for a few touchdowns. He did very well tonight. But and then all in all, just our whole defensive line, or just our entire lines in general.
Yeah, in general.
Offensive and defensive. They just stepped up their game from last time, and they knew they had to do something, and they stepped up this game, and I give them props for that.
Absolutely. So one thing I've noticed is you're doing a lot more out of a four wide receiver spread with a single fullback, and you guys are able to make those blocks on the outside. One of the plays I thought you did very well was a block. I think you were going south, and you were able to kind of hold that corner and hold that edge, and I think it was Tim who was maybe carrying it, was able to get outside of you. It's one thing to set a block in close. How are you able to do that out in space?
Oh, I don't know. I just move my feet. I use my athleticism. I mean, I just get
plow into them and do it.
I just get in position and just throw my body at them, basically.
So, you know, this really, it'll be a remarkable swing week to week, right? I mean, that locker room last week must have been pretty devastated. Tonight, obviously, it's going to feel a lot different. How do you find a middle ground going in to get St. Johnsbury? You're a leader on this team. How are you going to lead them coming out of tonight?
Well, I just feel like a bunch of our team is going to have bloated heads after this game. So, in saying that, we got to do what we did this week. We got to dig in, get back to football, get back to the basics, just practice hard, and it'll show out on the field like it did tonight. And St. Johnsbury is definitely a good team. Like, they're going to be competition. And we just got to do the same thing we did today.
And one of the things next week is going to be the St. Johnsbury likes to take it to the air. I think they only ran for about 52 yards last week. They threw for something like 374. So it's going to be a different game, certainly. But it has to help probably to keep people's heads, you know, from getting too big or to get too upset to have coaches like Dennis Smith and Jed and John on your guys' side. Talk a little bit about their coaching and what difference that makes.
Well, they're just overall just very, very supportive of us. If we make mistakes, they might yell at us. But in the end, we just know they're trying to make us better. We never hear bad comments about ourselves from them. We never hear "you suck" or
sure.
anything like that. Those they're just things. All around great coaches, nice, hardworking. They just do what they love.
Awesome. Well, hey, you know how this works. You can only be the player of the game once, so this is your time. Yep. But congratulations on a great win.
Thank
really fantastic all around game.
Thank
and
you.
It'll be fun to watch you guys next week.
Thank you.
And we'll step aside for a few more moments of the post-game show. That was our J.P. Carrera Player of the Game, Tyler Buxton. We'll be right back with more post-game as the Middlebury Tigers defeat the Hartford Hurricanes in Game 2 of the regular season on 92.1 WPTK.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So, you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Archery season is fast approaching, so make sure you drop into the shop and make sure your bow is tuned up and dialed in opening day on October 6th. We have great deals on crossbows and compound bows and a variety of arrows. We can check your draw length and bowstring to make sure you're ready for the range. And don't forget to check out our brand new website, vtfieldsports.com. Remember, always hunt safe and hunt smart. Thanks and have a great day.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Well, it's not just where the Middlebury Tigers play. VTK is where the Middlebury Tigers really exceed expectations. Really a remarkable turnaround tonight. I think in a lot of the fans' minds, it was, can we come out and hang with Hartford, who had just beaten St. Johnsbury in St. Johnsbury, rolled up 500 yards of offense. The Tigers would look anemic on offense in the second half of their first game. What a swing. What do you attribute it to, Bruce?
Well, I just think that they made some adjustments during the week, and I think the players bought into it. They didn't just... beat Hartford. They dominated them.
They really did.
And you know, the score is 27-14, but it really wasn't that close. Middlebury really dominated this game. Tim Gettleman, I mean, what else can you say? He was so upset last week. Really, he played a good game the first game, and it was just, you know, another player made a couple of good plays. Boy, what a statement he made tonight. 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, really. Absolutely. He's got 5 touchdowns on the season, Tim does. And it's a funny thing about perspective. And I think, you know, we talk about learning opportunities and things like that. And hopefully for these young players, they'll gain a perspective. They got rocked maybe last week more than... you know, people our age might think you could, right? Say, oh, guys, you know, you're young, you took something hard. I think to then turn around and play so well will probably really teach them that it really is about a marathon. Even in an 8-game regular season, it's a little more a marathon than it is a sprint. An important lesson to learn tonight.
Yeah, they certainly played very, very well in all aspects. I mean, last week the offense was terrific. They still scored 28 points in the loss. Tonight they put up 27 in the win. So, I mean... 55 points in 2 games, not too shabby. And defensively tonight, just a gem. They played very, very well. And again, next week we look forward to St. Johnsbury, a game at 1 o'clock here on WVTK. And it'll be very interesting to see if the Tigers can maintain this momentum.
It will be. And we're going to step aside for one more moment, but we'll be right back with our final thoughts. You listen to the Middlebury Tigers beat the Hartford Hurricanes in week two of the regular season, 27-14 on 92.1 WVTK.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Virgins do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, if you're a fan of the Tigers and you only make it to home games, you were delivered a treat tonight. The Middlebury Tigers rocking the Hartford Hurricanes by a score of 27-14. Really dominated them on various ways in the game. But really the most notable thing you have to say, yes, Tyler Buxton had a fantastic game. He was well deserving of being the player of the game. But we cannot overlook the important roles of the offensive defensive lines tonight.
Yeah, they certainly held up their end of the deal on both sides of the ball. Again, scoring 27 points, only giving up 14. I think Coach Dennis Smith will probably take that, and he's probably a lot happier tonight than he was last week.
He was. Yeah, I'm sure he is. And, you know, one thing to say is, and I know this is kind of this, you know, thing out there that the Tigers are quick strike, that they have these fast players, they need to be quick strike, things like that. I know Dennis was quoted by the Free Press as saying that recently. But tonight wasn't really a quick strike game for the Tigers. No. I mean, they did have some plays that were long, and they're going to, and especially with the speed of people like Bryant and Gettleman and Buxton and people like that. But you really have to say it was also just a grinding sort of game in a lot of ways. I mean, if you really look at that third quarter, the importance of that, of the different times when they stopped the Hartford Hurricanes. Hartford had two long drives and was unable to come away with anything. The game could have been tied after the third quarter, and it wasn't. And at the fourth quarter, the Tigers just kind of stepped on their throat.
Well, truth be told, too, that Hartford was sloppy with the ball for most of the game. We had a couple of fumbles. We had a couple of missteps. We had some penalties. And again, Middlebury took advantage of that, and that's what good teams do. And again, part of the learning experience, Middlebury did everything they needed to do to win this game.
Yep.
So Middlebury Union High School Tiger Football on WVTK, brought to you in part by the Community College of Vermont, where you can start college for free. Just visit their website. Go to collegevt.org. That's go to collegevt.org. The University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, experienced orthopedic surgeons specializing in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries and bone and joint care, helping you get back in the game on Exchange Street in Middlebury, and Shearer Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and Cadillac. Again, want to thank our many sponsors for making these games possible. It's not easy to do this without the support of the community, and we are very grateful to them for all their assistance.
And we're grateful for you for listening. We want to invite you to join us next weekend. It's not going to be a Friday night game under the lights. Instead, we're going to be headed off to the Northeast Kingdom, which some may know is my home area. I grew up about an hour north of St. Johnsbury. We'll be headed up to my old stomping grounds. St. Johnsbury Hilltoppers will be the opponent. 1 o'clock next Saturday here on 92.1 WVTK. Of course, pregame will start at 12:30. So the Tigers are going to take on St. Johnsbury. St. Johnsbury this weekend is playing Essex. One would assume that they will have beaten Essex tonight, but as you know, you got to play the game to find out. And for Hartford, they're going to be home against the Rice Green Knights, and they're going to be looking to get their season back on track. For Bruce Seaman, for Jim Ty back at the station, for everyone involved in football in 92.1 WVTK and all our sponsors, we'd like to thank you for joining us. You just listened to the Middlebury Tigers win game two of the season, beating the Hartford Hurricanes by a score of 27-14. You've been listening to Middlebury Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
You've been listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK. Tiger Football all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts, the A. Johnson Lumber Company, Monument Farms, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, Lathrop Forest Products, One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Woodware, Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, Mike's Auto and Towing, Vermont Field Sports, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromatch, J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, Community College of Vermont, Countryside Carpet and Paint, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, and Shear Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.